You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
And here we are, all three, four of us technically. Did that just send you he's horny? What did he say when he said he's horny? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought he said I'm so horny. I would have put that above the dead. Oh, the dead. Crazy poor the dead. Hey, everybody. Good evening. Madhouse Radio. Smoke weed every day. Oh, the mics are too loud again. Hey, everybody. Carlito here. Reporting to you live. Thursday, August the 31st, 10:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Clone Homegrown taking a hit already.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, that's cool, man. Smoke weed every day. Clone Homegrown from Texas. What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Just smoking the weed every day.
Yeah, taking the front billing from Milkman. But that's cool, man. Good to have you on. Clone Homegrown's here with us via satellite link. And, of course, another. Then three-time domino champion of the Caribbean. The Milkman. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what are you doing, Carlito, man?
Nothing, man.
Glad to be here, man.
Glad to have you here.
Hey, man, we got a great show for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, man. We're going to fire it up, man.
Yeah.
Y'all hold on to your little panties because it's going to be a good one.
It's a fired up show.
Big old Daddy Carlito got something good for you.
It is. It's a fired up show. It's going to be a event tonight, that's for sure. We got a lot to talk about.
Yes, sir.
Let's not.
That's
for damn sure. Dropping dimes, as I said earlier tonight. We'll be dropping dimes.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight,
never dropped a dime in my life.
Well, good. Good. You have that to say. But, you know, dropping dimes can mean a few things.
Smoking dimes.
Pennies, maybe.
Pennies, but, you know, dropping dimes can mean you're going to narc someone out. Dropping dimes can mean you're just going to talk the shit out about somebody or some people or something that happened. And you know what? I think we'll be doing that tonight.
You guys are smoking
dime.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I smoke more than dime. I smoke more than dime a day. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're doing whatever we need to do.
Gold, baby.
Yep, down to the brass.
He rolls up a dime whenever he packs one up.
Yeah. Milkman smoked a dime. The dime cost a dime. Not anymore.
Yeah, cost less than a dime, man. An ounce costs 15, guys.
Can you imagine an ounce costing $15? I mean, that's just flammable.
$15.
Yeah, but clone, you were growing it. It probably just cost you $10 to make it. Come on, man. Yeah,
it was free.
Yeah, it was free for you. When you're growing it, it's free. But maybe I shouldn't be talking about that. I'm sorry.
30 pounds every 8 weeks.
God damn, really? Are you serious? Wow, that's a nice harvest, man.
Yeah.
That's some good money. That's some good scratch. Wow, man, living the dream indeed. Clone homegrown living the American dream. Oh, man. We look at that, what do you think? We got an extra room here. Make some pocket change. You know? No, that's okay. I'd be too scared to do that, man.
Shiny bracelets aren't a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want those.
Why I did it in Alaska. It's almost legal.
In Alaska, really? Okay, so that's why I did it there, but still.
Yeah, like 25 plants is a misdemeanor.
Oh, that's not bad. 25. Okay, so really, so pretty much being a small-time local grower will get you a misdemeanor if you get caught. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's like 6 months in jail.
Yeah.
But you end up with probation.
Well, the first one you can probably, yeah, exactly. The first time you can probably get away with it, you know? But not too much. Not have to do the time, maybe probation and what they call it, pre-trial intervention. Yeah. So probation, I don't know if you know. You don't have to say that you know, but if you've heard. Well, you gotta pass a drug test every month, right? Isn't that how it goes? At least once a month?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Shit. You've heard that? Okay. You gotta pass a drug test every month? Yeah, man. Yeah, I hear a lot about violation of probation a lot. That's the thing. A lot of the brothers get things for it. That's, oh, yeah, okay. I hear that a lot. Violation of probation, and you hear that. trespassing.
My last month of probation was me going to jail.
Well, that sucks. We don't want that. We don't want none of that. We'll have none of that. None of that at all here we will have. We'll have... You let me know, and Milkman will bail you out. He'll Western Union some money right over to Texas for you. Ain't that right, Milkman?
Wire me to that money, man.
Yeah. So, great. We're here. It's Madhouse Radio. We are alive. We're live and alive. And you can reach us tonight if you want to email us at madhouseradio@gmail.com, madhouseradio@gmail.com. You can also communicate through the chat room by visiting our homepage, madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. You can also join that over at kdkprankcalls.com, kdkprankcalls.com. And if you're just using an IRC client, Milkman will tell you right now how you can connect that way. Go ahead, Milkman. Take it away. I think Milkman fell asleep. We lost Milkman. So I'll chime in with...
Oh, man.
Milkman, you fall in?
Milkman, you're there.
Milkman had a heart attack. Milkman got attacked by his cat. Something happened to Milkman. Okay, well, we'll wait for Milkman to come back. But irc.lazy-net, excuse me, .de. Again, that's irc.lazy-net.de. If you want to reach us, reach the chat room, that is, and you're using an IRC client. So there it is. Plenty of people in the chat room right now.
We got that right the first time.
Yes. Yeah, Milkman would have messed it up all night. I really hope Milkman's on what happened to him. Maybe he had to go take a diarrhea shit or something. I hope he's all right.
I don't know. Hopefully.
Hopefully he makes it out okay. Hopefully everything comes out okay for him tonight. I dropped my poker. Hey, guys. In the chat room, we got plenty of people. I want to thank everybody who's joining us in there, of course. None other than the man himself, Lonesome Loser, who was confirming a lot of numbers in there already, and we'll get to those later.
I'm here, man.
There you are. The hell happened to you, man? Taking a shit? Okay. Man, he's really behind if he's just hearing this. I think he's listening to us on the stream. Wow, Milkman. Wow. I'm disappointed in you. No, it's not. I'll work on that now. I'm working on that now. Okay. There you go. Cool. Good. Women are useful for something. Hey, can you light the cigar for me, Athena, so I don't have to stop talking for like 3 minutes? Oh, you can, right? Because you'd be tempted to turn back to the nicotine habit. I'll do that. That's okay. You don't want to. You look at it like it's a penis. Like, yeah, I could put it in my mouth, but do I really want to? Where has it been? I know that look.
I hear her laughing. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know that look from my girl. It's like, yeah, I guess I could if I had to put it in my mouth. I mean... Yeah. What? What are you looking for? A pen? Okay, that. Okay. Don't point. You can talk. It's okay. People aren't going to hear you. Excuse me. So, yes. The show is ready.
And Milkman left.
And Milkman left. I guess he might be rebooting. It's okay. He'll join us shortly, everybody. Milkman will be back. But in the chat room, what I'm trying to say, just to give a shout-out to everybody in there, like I said before. My status is away. Thank you to Jonathan in the chat room, who just reminded me that... my status on my messengers are away. I am back, and that is now fixed. Jonathan, of course, is in there as well, as Lonesome Loser, as I was saying. The dead saying that he needs to whack off to porn. That's great. Go to some website where that could be taken care of for you. I'm sure you know where to go. Pornotube.com, right, Athena? Your favorite website. The website of the week from
Plumbers.
Athena.
Plumbers.com, I thought for him.
Okay, plumbers.com too. That's also right. Clay is in there saying everyone is confused after last night. I guess so. Jill Rosenthal chimes in with it was chaos. Yeah, that too. Sunrunner is in the chat room. Never seen Sunrunner before, but welcome to our family. It is embarrassing sometimes, but it is what it is. It is now 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on AOL Instant Messenger, reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL Instant Messenger users, reach me at Madhouse Radio, Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio, MSN Messenger, it is working, good, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com, and that's about it. You can also join us toll-free on the telephone. If you have a phone, you can call free of charge anywhere in the 48. Well, you can actually call anywhere from the 50 states. And that line is open to Canada as well on a monitored basis. We can't have people calling from Canada too much because it gets expensive, but we can do that. Milkman's back. Yeah, what's up, Milkman? Let me know if you're...
All right, man.
All right, good. We got you. Welcome back, bro. Welcome back, Milkman.
Welcome back, Milkman.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man. The coconut tree leaves there. They pulled up around me. I had to pull my head back down. I'm back.
All right. Good to have you back. God damn it. what else have I done? The toll-free line is going to be 1-888-278-8509. That line is not open at this time. We will open it. We normally open it sometime after 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all you folks on the East Coast, on the West Coast, that is, rather. Or 10 p.m. where Clone Homegrown is from, over in the Central Standard Time.
Central representing.
So what should we talk about, guys? What happened recently in PC that we should talk about? I'm out of the loop.
Oh, man. Where do you want to start at?
For once, I'm not out of the loop tonight, guys. I know what's going on, but...
Where's the drama begin?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, Milkman. Let us know.
Give us a rundown.
Give us a rundown.
This is a rundown. My favorite show, my gay show, is Psycho Babble. Every Wednesday, man. This is one of the most dramatic shows there is on PCU. The most dramatic, I'd have to say. Well, as usual, it never failed to satisfy. I was listening to this week's episode, and I'll be darned if the whole house didn't catch on fire, man. I mean, the place was burning down. PCU Central was on fire. K-Bone took off, ran for the gas station. KDK was in there fanning flames. Lego Zillar was calling in, man. They had gas on the fire. I'll tell you what, it was a scene, man. The house was burning down, man.
Burning down the house.
That's right.
The roof was on fire. We don't need no water because we let the motherfucker burn. Clone, that's right. Clone.
The motherfucker was burning.
Clone and finish it up. Burn, motherfucker. Burn. There it is.
Burn, motherfucker, burn.
Thank you. We need that song. We don't have that song. We need that song, everybody. Clone, how long did you stay up last night, Clone, listening to all that malarkey?
Unfortunately, the whole time.
Aw, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
To make sure everything was alright.
You were worried. You were worried. You couldn't go. So in the end, it what? Okay, so in the end... Dr. Lego.
In the end, they had gay sex and came all over each other.
In the end, Zolar and Dr. Lego make up with KDK, right? Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Basically, they came back into the fold, man. Yeah. They realized the error of their wisdom.
Yeah.
And they sought guidance and they rejoined PCU and seen that the unity is, the whole is greater than the individual limbs, that their branch would die. Without us.
Yep. Well.
PCU.
All right. Fair enough. So, yeah, I did hear all this. Actually, here's what happened. I went to sleep around the time. I was kind of... I had a few drinks. We went out to dinner, right? I had a few gin and tonics, right? Came back, had about maybe a few beers. And, of course, I'm on pills, so they... It doesn't take much for me to get a little sauce, and I was...
A damn pillhead, you!
No, it's... I have a prescription. But, you know, smoking a little bit and everything, and, you know, get to listening, and I'm in there, you know, just listening away, and I had an interview today, right, Athena, so we went to bed around 1, it was late, I wanted to go to bed at 12 at the latest, stayed up until 1, couldn't stay up anymore, started up the Stream Rippers, and holy shit, if the whole thing didn't end at 2:30, and Lego says that it was a whole... bullshit thing. Now, what happened? Okay, so from what I understand, I heard everything on both sides of the table. And Katie is the start of it all that KDK was saying that his rank of the talent on PCU was himself then me, right? As number 2, number 3,
yes.
Was Zolar or something, number 4. The list changed about maybe 5 times. Within 3 hours.
Well, KDK was on the spot.
Yeah.
He was on the bottle, too.
He was on the bottle. Oh, yeah. He drank all the alcohol in the house, from what I understand. There was no alcohol left in his house.
They were definitely slamming some shot vodka.
It was. And it was a good show, and I have
Ryan,
it all.
Ryan.
It was a good show. It was good entertainment. But let me just
listen
play.
Here, little man.
Okay, now here's what perturbs me about the whole situation, okay? And here's what I'm not too happy about. I get embroiled in this. Let me give you my side of the story. Tina can attest to this. Athena's next to me, and she's nodding in agreement, right? There she goes, nodding, just like I said. That's like a good
hi,
woman
Athena.
Does. Hi, Athena. Milkman, she says hi, Milkman. We went to bed at 1, right? We went to bed right when KDK got kicked off. About 1:30, right? Let's say 1:20, whatever. We didn't listen at all to what happened when Dr. Lego kicks KDK off of PCU. KDK
midstream.
KDK decides. KDK has the information for the Madhouse radio stream where we're being listened to now, and 64K radio brought to you by me. That's over at MadhouseLive.com.
Yay!
Courtesy of the Madhouse for. It's a first come first serve basis, and it's not an official stream, so please don't spread that around. But whatever.
That's right.
We have 17 people listening right now over there. But anyway, and I attribute that to what happened last night. Probably that's probably with what happened last night, and I know that probably doesn't make KDK happy, but hey, it does suck. But anyway, so KDK goes to KDK has information for my stream. I've let him know since the time I got it back in fucking December. I said, KDK, if anything ever happens that you need to find another stream to go to in an emergency, here's the password, here's the instructions to log into my stream. You can get 20 listeners, you can broadcast in whatever bitrate you want, it doesn't have to be stereo, whatever you want to do, you go ahead and do it. So, sure enough, last night that emergency comes, and he enacts the Madhouse Emergency Radio Network, and it worked like a charm. He was able to keep broadcasting until like 2:30 in the morning on it, and that was... That's very good. Then I catch flack, apparently. And I'll have this isolated, but apparently what happens is Dr. Lego and Zolar and his friend Great Scott, who we'll talk about as well, decide to take over PCU. Okay? And they start doing their own show. And they're dissing KDK. And they're dissing everybody else.
One moment.
And they're naming names, and they're talking about shit. And then they start talking about me. And I'm asleep, ladies and gentlemen. I am asleep at this point, okay? Because I need to go to an interview tomorrow. I'm recently unemployed. I have a life outside of PCU, okay? Bottom line. Milkman does. Clone kind of does. We all do. Have a life outside of PCU. We live in a thing called the real world here, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, there is a real world. There's a lot of you who don't listen to PCU until 9, 10 o'clock at night for the live shows, and you know what that real world is. It's where you work, and you make money, and you pay bills, and you hide from creditors, and you try not to speed when the police are around, and shit like that. That's where we all live. And I was dealing with that. I had something to do in the real world. I had to go back to the real world. I was, you know, taking care of what Carlito needs to take care of. At 2 o'clock... Yeah, well, here's the thing that I don't appreciate, number one. Well, about 1:30 in the morning, I'm just finally, you know, getting into my thing, right, Athena? You know, taking it easy, getting ready to reflect and go to sleep. And sure enough, here comes a phone call from Dr. Lego. Now, I stated in the chat room several times last night, I don't want to be involved with the pussy faggot shit. I don't want to be involved with the drama. I don't want to be involved with the he said, she said, all that bullshit. I'm not into it, and I don't want to deal with it, okay? Don't call me at 1:30 in the morning for shit, okay? Because I don't want to deal with it. Lego's lucky, okay? And this is Lego calling me to put me on the air so he can debate with me about me going whether or not I'm going to go with KDK or Lego. Number one, don't call me at that time in the morning for that bullshit, because I'm not going to be in the mood. He's lucky I didn't pick up the phone and curse him and Zolar and fucking Great Scott Wigger out. Honestly, man. Fucking lucky, number one.
Man's got a rest.
Number two.
Man's got a rest, damn it.
Number two, here's the theme of the night. I make the fucking decisions around here. This is my show, with the exception of the involvement of Milkman, number two, and Clone Homegrown, number three. We all make the fucking decisions on here. We make the decisions on what kind of show we're going to do, how many pranks we're going to do, what kind of pranks we're going to do. If we're even going to do fucking pranks in a night, we'll make the decisions here. I'm number one chiefly, backed up by my two brothers here on the air. That's how we do it around here, okay? Dr. Lego doesn't tell me. Dr. Lego doesn't dictate where I'm going to be, what time I'm going to be, and how I'm going to be. Neither does KDK, neither does Zolar, neither does anybody else. So let me handle that, okay?
Right.
Let us handle that. Let me chiefly handle that, okay? Number one. Number
that's
two?
That's right. That's your right.
Number two, I already said, if I'm going to pick sides in this little petty bullshit of you guys, number one, I don't fucking care. Number two, I'm going to go with KDK. Because fucking KDK is the guy that gave me the shot on here. He's the guy that originally gave me the shot here. And that's who I'm going to side with. I live in a world where I actually have loyalty to people who need to deserve my loyalty. I'm not a fair weather fan, right, as it may be. So that's how it goes. That's what I say.
KDK's always stuck by us.
Exactly. Don't put me in a position, number two, where I'm going to have to make a fucking choice. And this goes towards KDK. Don't put me in a position where you know, if I'm going to want to be on both streams, I can't be in both streams. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Because it's my show. If you don't like it, pull the fucking plug on it. Lego, if you don't like it, I don't know if you're listening, but if you don't like it, pull the fucking plug on my show. You don't have to play my show. I have plenty of other people. I have three streams that I run on. Not including my own stream. Okay?
There you have
it. It's not the end of the world if Lego doesn't want me to be on. He likes me, that's fine. But don't fuck with me, okay? Here's the next point that I have to bring.
Oh my god.
And I thank you, Milkman, for bringing this up. When things get too close to home, and when I need to say something, and when I need to take the thing serious, it's something like this right here that happened last night.
So, you know what, though? Fuck Carlito, that fat, big, fucking, hairy bitch. That fat fucking spick. That fucking spick and his fucking slut, cock, black cock, fucking girlfriend, Athena.
Okay, faggot. Number one.
The fuck was that?
I understand Zolar saying whatever he wants to say. That's just him going, you know, we banter back and forth like that. No big deal. He's referring to the April Fool's show that we did, where he called me a spick on the air, and I pretended I got pissed off, and then KDK pretended to fire Zolar and blah blah blah.
Out a couple weeks in advance.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
all parties involved.
It was. That's fine. Okay, fine. No problem. That's funny. Zolar and me are cool in that sense. But Dr. Lego, I don't know why he's involving me in bullshit like that. I really don't. I really have little patience for shit like that. Okay. Fuck you, Dr. Lego. If you're gonna say some shit like that, seriously, keep my personal life. Call me a fat ass. Yeah, I'm a fat ass. You know, KDK says it all the time. I don't give a shit. But when you're attacking somebody who I, you know, who's special to me, who I care about, she has nothing to do with it. Okay? If KDK wants to do that to Kim, no problem. What the fuck did I have to do with that? Honestly. What the fuck? Why are you involving me in some petty bullshit like that?
Like that damn thing until they called.
Exactly. Why are you going to start shit with
There's
me?
There's no reason for it.
There is no call for it. What is he... Fuck, you know... Again, I'll make the
if
fucking decisions.
If they want to push their ratings, let them keep it over there on their own, their little pigsty, man, because that shit stinks, man.
Yeah. Well, KDK had the information to use my stream, and he used it because he had to. Zolar has that information, too. He doesn't understand how to implement it, so he has it. Jupe every week uses my stream so he can archive his show in stereo, just like I do.
Yeah, man.
That's...
White nigger.
Lego has, I know for a fact, I've sent Lego the information for my stream. If he ever had to use it, he has no need for it because he has fucking more web space than God or whatever the fuck he says. So, what, Milkman, what are your thoughts on this whole situation so we can move on?
Man, I think that everybody needs to cool out. And I think that fighting and trying to make a big dramatic stink on the air every week is not good radio. People get tired of it. It's just like watching a couple drunken people fight every night. After the second or third time, you're ready to slam the door and just call the police and tell them to haul these bastards away. Let's stop all the bullshit. Let's get back to the family that we all are, man. And we're all a great group, man.
Yeah.
Unity amongst PCU.
Yeah.
I seek it. I ask. I implore upon the intelligence that remains with all the people involved with PCU. Let's get away from all the drama. Like, we're Howard Stern. Let's be PCU. Let's have fun. Let's provide a good service to our listeners. And what come what may, we ain't got to be millionaires to have fun. It's about
right.
fun, not money.
Right. Okay. And let me add this here real quick. Let me cut the music, Milkman, please, if you don't mind. Real quick. Let me let me calm down and say this here now. Dr. Lego and your ilk. Okay? What you did last night, you passed it off to KDK as a joke, as some big fucking thing that you had planned out ahead of time between you and others to get to KDK, to get under his skin, as some kind of weekly fucking drama thing. Here's what I have to say. You can't fool me. Okay, I'm not that gullible. I'm not as forgiving as KDK is. And I know what you did last night, sir, was not a joke, was not a ruse, and was not a bit for fucking internet radio for the 32 people who are listening right now on PCU. I know that's bullshit. I know what you did was on your own volition for whatever you wanted to do, and you realized it was a bunch of shit, and at the last minute you decided to kowtow to KDK and apologize and pass it off as some kind of fucking thing. It wasn't a joke, Lego. I'm not as forgiving and I'm not as well-humored as KDK is. I may seem to come across as a nice guy, but when it comes down to it, you fucked up, dude. And that's fucked up, okay? That's all I have to say. I don't hold anything against you. You don't have to call in my show anymore if you don't want to. Don't call in my show to talk shit about me, and don't call in the show to start problems. Because, again, this is my show, and I'll make the decisions on who and what I want on the show and who's going to be talking about what on the show. If you want to call in the show, you want to do a prank, you want to talk about what's going on, you want to talk about what's up with the show, that's cool. If you want to talk shit, expect to get hung up on. Because, again, as I said, this is my show. It's not your show because it's your stream. It's not KDK's show because it's his station, and it's not Zolar's show because he's better than me. And you know what? To be honest with you, I believe Zolar is a better prank caller than me, and he runs a better show than me. I'll be honest with you. I enjoy Zolar. He's my favorite show on PCU. Milkman, it's my decision. I'm sure you have your bias. You think this is the best show. And sure, I think this is the best show on PCU. Yeah, and I put Zolar even, if not maybe, a little ahead of me. And that's my honest opinion. After that, I'll put KDK. And after that, it goes however it goes. And after that, it's none of your fucking business, everybody, okay? If you want to know, talk to me in private. If you seem cool, if I know you, I'll tell you who I think is the worst. Lego. But other than that, you know.
Excuse me.
I burped. There it is. Cloned, any ideas about that? What do you say? Who do you think
I say save the drama for your mama.
Save the drama.
And just let it be.
Yeah. Save the drama for your mama. Yeah. All right, I think the people want prank calls here, huh? I think we're done with that. Are we on PCU still?
Done.
We're still on. You know, the thing is, Dr. fucking Jewbag isn't on the fucking isn't on AOL right now, so he's probably not even. So whatever, you know.
Oh, he's probably listening.
Dr. Suckbag isn't listening.
They'll be relaying.
Whatever. Well, you know what? It'll be on the podcast. If he can figure out how to run a podcast. I know he has an iPod. If he can figure out how to put a podcast on it, then I'll be more than happy to make this available for him. It'll be on this weekend.
I love Lego, man.
Whatever.
But Lego needs to just chill out, man. It's just too much now.
He's taking it too easy,
this
man.
This is like way worse than the Ted days, man.
And
I'm telling you, man. Dr. Lego, I've been here since Ted was the man, since KDK, since Sean. I've been here for a couple years now and a while, man. And since you came on, I love you. I've always told you I'm a great fan of yours. But I don't know what's gotten into you lately, man. I'm really kind of, I'm alarmed because it's going to cost the community to split.
It's
we
gay.
We don't have enough listeners.
Yeah.
We don't have enough listeners to need to be driving them off with this. So, man, let's just come back together, do your show, whatever day you're supposed to do it. I don't know, is it Friday or is it Monday or Tuesday or whatever. I'm always glad to hear you. And let's just let bygones be bygones, man. Let's just calm down. We don't have to tell everybody I'm better. It's like this. Okay, let me just tell you one time. It's like Neapolitan ice cream. There's three flavors. You got chocolate, you got strawberry, you got vanilla, man. They're all the same thing, man. Neapolitan. Which one's the best? Well, when I'm in a mood that I want to just kind of kick back, man, I'm going to do chocolate, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
well,
man. If I'm feeling like really happy, man, I might go strawberry, man. If I just feel like I want to slide back mellow, man, I'll just go on to some vanilla. So which one's the best? It just depends on my mood.
It depends on your mood. Like and like I said
is
last
Lego
week.
Is the best? Is it Dollar the best? Is it KDK?
It depends. It depends what you want. And you just mix it all up, make ice cream soup, like last week. Ice cream soup is the best.
Smoke more weed and chill the fuck out.
Right. What Clone said. Clone has... You got to listen to Clone because he's living the dream, everybody. And he knows the secret of life is smoking more weed and chilling the fuck out.
Smoke a mass amount of weed daily.
And take at least one shit daily. Because you have to do that.
Sometimes two.
Sometimes, too, depending on how much cheese and fiber you've been eating, you know? Sometimes.
Not on here. I love the cheese, man.
Chalk cheese, man. Don't get me started on cheese. We talked about cheese on the afternoon show. Gouda cheese. Yeah. I'll stick with my Munster cheese.
Man. There's nothing like it.
Stay away from Brie, man. That shit's nasty.
Oh, that's nasty. No, you gotta eat your Munster cheese, man. What do we. And again.
Munster's great. Blue cheese, too.
And again, guys, in
Brie
the.
Comes with mold.
Again, guys, in the end, the Madhouse Radio Show has started a controversy, and it's ended on a food conversation. What a great show
that's
this is.
I got the munchies, my man.
Yeah, we got the munchies. That's why. There it is. So I think
Dave's
that's it.
Here.
Yeah, Dave's not here, man. Zolar is checking in on AOL Instant Messenger. He says, I better say on the air, Zolar has told me in the past he loves Carly. Yes, he has. Zolar does love this show.
Yes.
He has said plenty of times that this is his favorite show on the show, on the station.
A loyal fan of the Madhouse and a very welcome friend.
He is he's a welcome friend and he's a good friend of the show. Yes, he is. That's correct. Absolutely correct. Zolar is a good friend of the show. What Zolar said on that clip.
I was even on his show the other night.
Oh yeah, you were on the Skype show, and I told him, man, that was a good show. I listened to it. Except for the amount of time where I had to go out to buy beer for the hurricane, right? We went out to buy beer for the hurricane and a few can items. Yeah, we got beer. We're drinking it now because the fucking hurricane was a 4-hour thunderstorm. You know, Andy told me that they've gotten worse weather in Illinois and Chicago than we got here from that stupid hurricane. They said they've been getting rain for the last 3 days.
Damn. When I was in Alaska,
yeah,
the winds and shit would come down off the mountain like 70, 75 miles an hour.
Exactly, man. People panic. They just want you to go to the store and spend money. But here's what Zolar says. He loves the show. We love Zolar. We all like Zolar a lot. He's a good friend of ours, and he's always a welcome guest to call in and whatever. I don't include him in the whole thing. He's telling me here, and I'll tell you real quick. We're going to run this down so we can finish this shit up so we can get to fucking prank calls. Because people who are listening to podcasts aren't going to have a goddamn idea what we're talking about. And people listening on T-Big Radio have no idea what we're talking about. We have 67 listeners right now on our extended Madhouse Radio Network. And about half of those people don't have any idea what we're talking about. So let's hurry this shit up. It's almost 40 minutes into the show. And again...
What's Zolar got to say, Carlito?
Here's what he says. He says, it was all a big prank. Lego was setting this up from 2 weeks ago. KDK pissed Lego off when he said something about his wife. Let me make a point about that. Number one, KDK was accused of calling Kim a cunt, okay? That didn't happen. I heard the replay of it. I have a copy of it here. I listened to it several times today. He never called her a cunt. He said, fine, I gotta go. What did he say? Go suck a dick or something like that? He said something to that effect. He didn't call her the C word, man. He just had to go take a piss, and a stupid woman gets on the damn phone because she can't mind her own business. That's what it is.
Lego says enough stuff about her, and they always joke around about it. I don't understand how come all of a sudden it was a sensitive moment when normally he talks much worse about her. And I think she's great, and I think Lego's great, but I can't understand why all of a sudden it was a big difference in the whole thing. Man.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Anyway, moving on.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand. That was the only thing that was real. Athena... is a man. I don't know what that means. Is a woman, maybe. He is a bitch. That's it. I'll play your show on every stream available. No good to talk about the one you love. I told KDK no good. It's okay to goof on me, but not my kids. Families fight all the time. It's natural. It really was a joke from the start. It went out of control. I don't believe that, Zolar. I'm sorry. I don't buy that, okay? You can cover for Lego if you want. That's cool. No disrespect to you, but I don't buy that from Lego, okay? Honestly, that.
But man, all of our jokes, man, we let everybody in on it. So
Lego is
going to be personal.
Lego is not working on like three levels above us or something like that. Okay, he's not the fucking architect out of the fucking Matrix or something. He's not that smart. He's not stupid, but he's not that super intelligent. I'm superior to him as far as intelligence is concerned. And he says, you know, I like your show the best. I've said it in the past. I knew it the whole time. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so there it is. Are we done with this now, folks? Can we move on?
I'm ready for a call.
Clone agrees. Clone, why don't you lead us out with a... Are you ready? Are you loaded up for a bong rip real quick?
I can do one.
All right, good deal. Here we go.
Smoke weed every day.
That's more like it. Okay, that's more of the madhouse that we're used to listening to and used to enjoying around. Yeah. All right. Good. Shit. Yeah. Agrees with me. Listen to
welcome back from that small intermission. We are ready to continue with the show now, regular listeners.
Let's do that. Okay.
Crank away.
And the reason I changed the chat room to a voice only was because I've been instructed in the past if any shit like that goes down, to be sure that I put the chat room in lockdown so that no one can hijack it again. That's the only reason I did that.
No more hijacking.
You know, no more hijacking. We will not allow that. So that's the reason I did that. It was a strenuous time. We had no idea what was going to happen for a few hours there. You know, we didn't know if we were in some trouble, so...
People were kicking operators out and stuff. It was getting pretty crazy.
Exactly, so we can't
That's
have that.
That's not acceptable practice in
nope.
PCU chat.
I took
the
it on...
The IRC lockdown was the yep. required thing. You did the exact thing you're supposed to
do. I did exactly what I had to do according to my manual passed down to me from KDK himself. Jonathan says...
Official PCU manual.
Exactly, and we all have a copy of that. Clone, yours is on the way. Jonathan says, hey...
Right.
Jonathan says, hey... Hey, man, I got another prank for you. Call my stepmom. Her name is Rebecca. Her number is 850-698-2756. Oh, why did I just give that number? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Okay, nobody call that.
I said the wrong number, yeah.
What number?
Oh, I just fucked Jonathan up so bad.
888, what was it?
888-278-8509. That's what it is.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, man.
8509.
That's what I said. No one had a chance to write that down.
Good call, but no one answer until we're ready.
888-278-8509. I'm sorry, Jonathan, dude. I'm so fucking sorry.
Whatever you do, do not get that. The top callers this time, man.
Oh,
they figured it out. You're on Google, man. You've made Google.
That's fucking something there for the blooper reel for the show, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Anyway, hey.
But seriously, bro, do not give out the 800 number to the victim anymore, man.
No.
They're wise to it.
Dude, we got an email. We got an email banned from Chink All About It. Did I tell you about that? I know Milkman I told you. Clone, we got an email back. We prank called that lady Chink All About It. And I gave her...
During the 420 show the other day.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be doing one maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. That's going to be a last-minute decision. But if I'm allowed to do a show on the PCU stream, so after what I said about Lego. But whatever. Like I said, pull the plug if you want. And Jonathan, I'm really sorry about that, dude. But... Oh, shit. Just call her and tell her, hey, leave your phone off the hook.
Weed every day.
Yeah, that's what it did. That's what did it. What the hell was I talking about, Athena? What was I talking about?
You just
number
and you said that you won't give it out on the air no more.
Okay, that's right.
Give it out to the listeners.
Okay, that's right. We got an email back from a lady who we prank called, and she had a good sense of humor. She said, what did
Think
she say? Yeah, what did she say exactly? I got the email here somewhere. I gotta pull that up for you guys so you guys can hear that here.
She said, I like the call, said, but you shouldn't have said, I'm sexy, and that wouldn't...
You sound like a sexy lady, and she said, she said she didn't buy it after that. Hang on. Here we go. I got it right here in front of me. The stream's probably skipping because I'm pulling it up. But here we go. Here's her words. Thanks for the prank phone call. Next time, don't refer to me as a sexy lady, and I might believe you. Hope your show is doing as well as our business. Co-owner of Chink About It, her name, and co-owner of Chink About It. We'll keep her anonymous. I sent her an email back if I could put her email, you know, on the website. madhouselive.com anonymously. She hasn't responded to me. She probably doesn't want it, so I won't. I'll respect that. But I thanked her for her sense of humor.
Just change the name to protect the guilty.
Yeah, but I thanked her for her sense of humor and for not calling the cops on me. That's really appreciated. I really appreciate that. Ms. Chink. That's very great. Someone's trying to call in. Maybe it's Zola. Yeah. So anyway, again, I'm really sorry about that. Says Carlito is smashed already. He laughs out loud and he says, "Smashed creative." I don't get that. I dropped my cigar, but it wasn't lit. Don't worry if you know. Okay, we're ready for prank calls then, right? We're about
number two.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers for Madhouse Tattoo, The Madhouse, The Madhouse Cafe, Mahoney's Madhouse Pub and Grill. We got Lucky Poon, The Jizz Biz. Wow. We got a few Chinese... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here's one. We got Blunt Logging in Iowa. An old guy answered. We got Craps, Inc. We got Doofus Rufus the Clown. We have Mango Fool. We got Foolish Craig's Cafe, Mad Fool Games. Here's one for Milkman, El Lechero Milkman, in Los Angeles. A Mexican
All
guy
right.
answered. Milkman the butcher, apparently. Nice.
Looking out for me. All Thank right. you there, Mr. Lucian Luger. Hard yeah. working man, BCU.
That's right. And we also have, hey man, Milkman Grocery Home Delivery. There you go. Watch out, Milkman. We also have, in the theme of the hurricane, that was nothing Uh-oh. Here. Ernesto's. We got two of those, and we have an Ernesto Motel in Coral Gables, Florida. And there it is. What else can I say?
That's a few numbers to get pranked
on. Yeah, we have plenty to work with. And if you want to send your numbers again, be sure to send them to us. I gave out the information earlier. AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Join the chat room or email madhouseradio@gmail.com. Again, the email is madhouseradio@gmail.com. Let's do a prank, everybody. What are you guys thinking? What are you guys feeling? Milkman, you want to call your grocery home delivery?
Do one, man. Do one.
Do you want to call the grocery home delivery? We could do that.
Do it, man. Remember, I can't get on the air, so do it for me.
Well, I'm
man.
Saying you can. You know, we can call in. We can patch you in, man. Call the hotline if you want. Anyway, Skull and Bones on AOL Instant Messenger.
The chat room.
Okay. He
I'm
what?
Call in because I'm not ready to.
He just joined.
Oh well, good for Zolar. Good to see you here, Zolar. Yeah, Zolar is joining the chat room. Skull and Bones says drama. I'm glad I only listen to you. Hello, Athena. We all have a life till Madhouse Radio comes on. That's nice. And no disrespecting, one of the greatest hosts on PCU is me. That's what he says. So there it is. Excellent.
Yay.
Super. See, we have the support. We have the support, everybody. People like us and what we do. Okay, damn it, man. I've never had listeners on my private stream. That's a beautiful thing. And we haven't done a prank call yet. Oh, look at this, man. We got the Problem Gambling Helpline also. That is too much. I got to call that. Hang on. Let's call the Problem Gambling Helpline. Let me run off and do that one real quick. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm going to call Problem Gambling Helpline, everybody. Right. Here comes the first prank call of the night. This is Led Zeppelin.
Bing, bing, bing.
Back after this. Bing, bing, bing.
Woo.
Okay, those aren't working. We're going to have to move on, Flatline. Sorry, we tried. Try to confirm your numbers next time. Confirm your numbers. Confirm your numbers. Excuse me. How rude of me. Guys, you there? Oh, man, with me?
Hell yeah, man.
All right.
I'm
rocking. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, let's move on. Okay, who did I say before? We're gonna call Milkman Grocery Home Delivery. Where a woman answered. This is in California, everybody. Milkman Grocery Home Delivery. Stand by. Next prank call is coming
All right.
up. The first prank call has it made.
Oh, right in time, too.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
good.
Good. Is this the Milkman Grocery Home Delivery?
Yeah. It's just after hours, so I didn't answer correctly. But
did I catch you at a bad time? Were you in the bathroom or something?
No, I was vacuuming.
Never
actually.
Do the proper answer.
Vacuuming?
You saved me.
Oh, wow. You're really eager to please, aren't you, ma'am?
Who's this?
You sound like a nice lady. My name is Ernesto Garcia, and your grocery service, no chance I get something delivered tonight, is there?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I really need some NyQuil.
NyQuil?
Yeah, but I'm not sick.
You're sick?
No, I'm not.
But you need NyQuil?
Yeah, I got a problem.
What's that?
I keep drinking NyQuil like I tried it once, and it really dinged me up, you know? I was sick, and ever since, I haven't been able to stop drinking. I have to get my 3-hour fix in NyQuil.
Who is this?
My name is Ernesto Garcia.
Really?
Yeah, I found you guys, and, you know, a friend of mine told me, hey, call these people, they delivered the home stuff. I was wondering, I need like a pack of Newports, some NyQuil, and I don't know, can you swing by the McDonald's real quick?
No.
Okay, what can you do for me then?
Well, our delivery service is different. It's not like ordering a pizza, number one.
Okay, pepperoni?
No.
Oh.
See, this is what my friends and my family do to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're asking, so I think it's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I'm
it's
serious.
Not a joke.
I'm as serious as cancer.
Well, we have a website.
What is it?
Milkman.net.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well, no, that makes sense, right? That's what our.
You know, never mind. Go ahead, continue. I'll tell you at the end of this.
Yeah. Our customers place orders off our website, and we deliver on a route style basis. So depending on where you are is what day of the week we deliver to you.
How much do you charge for this kind of service?
There's a $7 delivery charge, and there's a $40 minimum.
Okay, so it has to be. So you go to the grocery store, and like I'll tell you, hey, I want some beans and stuff like that, and you'll get them?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if I was really embarrassed and I didn't want to go out to buy condoms and tampons, would you, like, pick them up for us and stuff?
I don't know if condoms are actually at the grocery store where you can get them.
How can you not get condoms at the...
Absolutely.
What kind of world is this? You can't get condoms at the grocery store.
I don't know, but they don't have them. They're not on my website. I know that.
Well, you can pick some up for me before you deliver it.
He shops at 2 stores in Fresno.
Yeah, but there's a gas station in between. You can pick up some rubbers.
No, he doesn't do that.
What do you call condoms? Rubbers? Discs? Latexes? What do you call them? Man,
well,
don't give up on me. Come on.
You're throwing me for a huge loop here, buddy.
Do you smoke?
No.
Did you used to smoke?
No.
You sound like it.
Well, I have allergies really bad.
Oh, what are you allergic to? The moss pollen?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cigarette smoke? Yeah, that'll do it. Well, hey, I'll let you in. Here's the thing that's going on. I do an internet radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a co-host named The Milkman.
Oh.
And we're looking for places called Milkman. And sure enough, there you are. And he's actually been trying to secure Milkman.net for a while.
Oh, is this what this harassment is all about?
No, it's not harassment. It's a little...
Come on, bud.
It's a little bit of ribbing. What's the big deal? You can deal with it. You live in California. Aren't you guys like liberals and stuff?
So... Oh, not me.
Not you?
No.
Oh, man.
We're in the San Joaquin Valley, so it's a little different here than, say, like L.A. or San Francisco.
Because you're rich white Jews?
No.
Oh, you're not Jewish?
No.
Are you Catholic? Probably not.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, come on. You can't be, if you're Catholic, you can't be Republican, you know.
Oh, really? Is that the rule?
Yeah, because Democrat is the party of the Catholics.
Well,
even if
maybe
you're
I'm Catholic, but I go against all normalcy.
Why? You're probably pro-life, aren't you? Is that what it is? That's why you do it, right? That's why you're Republican, right? I know you. I know your kind.
No, that's really not it.
Yeah, right. You're pro-life, so you're Republican. You let that...
Okay.
You let.
So the Milkman.net thing,
mm-hmm.
is that what you're... All this is about is Milkman.net?
Well, we gave up on Milkman.com. It's a porno site, so we decided to try to get Milkman.net.
Well, yeah. Well, Milkman.com is a porno site now?
It's owned by some porno people in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, imagine that.
And they won't sell it anyway because we've tried to buy it.
You have to?
Mm-hmm.
So did we. We offered $35,000 and they wouldn't take it. I wonder who else would do that. Honestly, how much do you, how, if I can, you probably won't tell me. But you won't tell me, like, what would you consider selling?
You know, that would be something I'd have to discuss with the other bot, with the other owner,
yeah,
before I could come up with a number.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, let me know. You know, I can call you back sometime. I don't want to harass you. I mean, God.
Well, you were kind of harassing.
I'm not trying to. I'm just, you know, trying to be. You're a nice lady. I like you. I dig you. You know, if I lived in California, then I might go ahead and order your service.
Where
but,
are you from?
I'm in Florida, actually.
Florida.
Yeah, but you're kind of far. I mean, that's kind of expensive. $7 just to have you pick up.
$7 is kind of, you know, is. I don't think we've delivered to Florida yet, though.
I would hope not. But, you know, then again, I think I have enough ability to actually drive to the grocery store and pick up what I need instead of having it delivered it to me.
Well, you'd be surprised.
But not, I'm not a rich white Catholic myself, though. I'm just a poor Puerto Rican college student Catholic who hasn't been to church in 3 months. But, hey, you know what? I used to be an altar boy.
So you're a fallen Catholic.
Not really. I really disagree with organized religion now, but I used to be an altar boy, and I was thinking about...
That's the thing. You've gone way to the other end. You should meet my sister.
But you want to know the truth, though? I was in a seminary in South Florida.
You were in a seminary.
For 6 months. I got kicked out.
You got kicked out. Well, I can imagine with the mouth you got.
No, I got...
You would get kicked out.
I got into a relationship with another person, and I was gambling. And they kicked me out. And I was actually excommunicated from the church.
Okay.
I have, you know, my story, if you and me sat down and shared my life story, you would cry. You would hug me. Hug me.
Not too many people make me cry.
Well, my story is sad.
I'm pretty tough.
I was kicked out of the Army, too.
Out of the Army, too?
Yeah.
Because of a relationship?
Not really. I kind of... You know, made a mistake.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, never mind. It had to do with a grenade, and I threw it the wrong way. Yeah. Anyway, hey, let me tell you what. Can you just say real quick, you know, this is Milkman Grocery Delivery, whatever you're called.
No.
Oh, come on, for me.
No.
At least for Milkman. He's an old man. He lives in the Virgin Islands, and he just lost his job, and he's very sad, and his wife left him.
Why would I say that?
Just for him. Just say, hey, Milkman rocks, and you're listening to Madhouse Radio. That's all you have to say.
Is that what this is?
Madhouse Radio, yes, ma'am.
Madhouse Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did you get my number?
I don't know. We got it from our fans. Our listeners sent it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we said Milkman has a crisis. He lost his job and his woman at the same time.
Well, actually, the Milkman doesn't have a crisis as far as the one I know.
Oh, so you're married to a Milkman?
Actually, yes.
Is he Amish?
No, he's not.
Is he Republican?
He's very Republican.
Is he really? So you're doing it for him? It's for the money.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
He tells you what to do.
He so does not tell me what to do.
Yes, he does. That's how it should be in a good Republican Catholic family. The woman...
He's not Catholic either.
Oh, he's not?
He
what is he?
He doesn't agree with organized religion.
You know, that's a sin, you know.
That's a sin?
Yeah, for you.
He's never been Catholic.
You'll be excommunicated.
For me? Yeah. No, see, because I know the priest of the church here.
Well, you know what? I play golf with the Pope. And I'll tell him, and you'll be excommunicated.
Actually, I have a picture of my grandfather
uh-huh.
with two of the older priests, and they were building the Catholic church and the Catholic school here in this town.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great story.
I've got more.
So, hey, well, can you give me the promo or not? Come on, we're desperate for listeners here. We've been trying everything. We're about to be kicked off.
You know, I don't believe one word that comes out of your mouth.
I'm a habitual liar. What can I say?
One.
Come on, just for me, say, hey, this is Lucy, and Milkman rocks, and I'm listening to Madhouse Radio.
Well, you know, I've got to go put gas in the car.
Oh, here we go. You can. How long is it going to take? I just did it. It took me 5 seconds.
And I've got, there's a dog staring at me who's dying to go somewhere, anywhere. And the milkman's not here.
Excuses. I don't know what to tell you. I wish you'd cooperate with me, but,
no,
you know.
No, not going
to
cooperate, because you've driven me crazy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the show, then. And there are plenty, you know. She just hung up on me. Stupid woman. Jesus, God Christ.
Beehive.
That's what I'm saying. Any thoughts on that?
She could at least say goodbye. I mean, we talked for so long. I thought we had a thing going on.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Jill Rosenthal says
what
she had
a bitch, though.
Yeah. Well, Jill Rosenthal says she had a premature orgasm. And goddamn, Mike. And Earth Dog says I was flirting. So there it is. And that's in the chat room.
That was a great call, though.
I'm glad you liked it. That one went out for you, man.
Yay.
Yeah, so she owns...
Now we gotta find a cloning center.
Yeah, we do. We gotta find clonehomegrown.com. Does anybody own clonehomegrown.com? Dr. Lego probably does at this point. I bet you anything. If he doesn't, he will now. Now that he heard it. But, yeah. Good times, everybody. Good times. Well, we did give her a plug. Her website's out there. Check her out. Whatever her website was, I forget. But check her out.
Hack it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, hack it.
It was MilkmanRocksTheMadhouse.com.
That's the one right there. That's the website you're going to end up
bring
with.
Bring it down.
MilkmanRocksTheMadhouse.com. Bring it down. Attack it, everybody. Something is up with the mic here today, dude, and I don't know what it is. Everything should be working just fine.
No job in it.
I guess so. I'm blowing it. Blowing out the water.
I think you got your dock on tight, man.
Let me see who else is saying anything here. Zolar hasn't said anything in a while, so we'll kill him here. Blackstar answer. Let's see. Gamer says, what's up? He's in Memphis. Yeah, yeah. The dad says he's not sure if he's going to tune in to us tonight. He said he will if he's up to it. Well, I hope you're up to it.
Man, start getting hammered again, man.
Yeah.
Start drinking again, man.
Worried about him, man. Worried about him.
I know, man. I hope he's doing okay, man. I know he's having a hard time.
Yeah, he's doing Xannies and shit and drinking vodka as usual and stuff. That's not good, man. He's
oh, God, Xanadu's, man. This is not good.
He's headed down a spiral that I've only seen on an after-school special. And that leaves nowhere good.
Oh, man.
He's probably going to lose his girlfriend or something.
Well, I don't want him to make headlines in the obituary. So, Dee Dee, call in to the madhouse. Get your head shrinking right here in the madhouse. Come back to Earth. Rejoin PCU, man.
And get with it, man. Get with us. Hey, man, that reminds me. Here's one thing. I've received 5 prank calls with the dead and Tuck. Tuck sent in some prank calls that he did with the dead.
What?
The Super Friends. You know, I haven't heard them yet, but I promised Tuck that I would play them. He's supposed to call in sometime tonight. He's not listening.
I know they're going to be good calls.
He's not listening because we're not... His computer isn't working, and we're not on regular radio yet. But here's what I got. I got one here with the dad and Tuck called Big Black Men. And it is, I don't know how long it is. We'll find out here. Hang on. Let's play this here. This is the dad and Tuck. Wow, God damn it. 6 minutes, 38 seconds. This is kind of long. 350, 220, DVD confusion. I guess this is just Tuck by himself. Let's see this.
Hello. I'm going to ask probably a silly question. I'm not really up on the technology or anything, but the DVDs. I know back when I used to have my children were little, and we would have to return the videos, and we would always have to rewind them, but this DVD keeps spinning and spinning in the machine, and how long do you know when it's fully rewound?
Oh, okay. DVDs don't have to be rewound. You just take them out of the player, and just they're good to go. You don't have to rewind them.
Are you sure? You sure I won't get in trouble if I just take it out as it is? Because I'm always a good patron, and I'm always used to have to pay fines because my boy wouldn't rewind it all the way, and I wouldn't know the guy's a stower. And now I'm just hoping when I bring it up to you I'm not. We're not going to get in trouble because, you know, these newfangled things I always get.
No, there's no freedom. Just that they're late. That's the only thing.
Oh, well, I hope it's not late. I got it when my boy got it the other day, and he got it for me. Meet the Falkers. I don't really understand why they were laughing at the title, but I just didn't get it. Well, anyway, I'm just, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll just bring it up to you. Are you open on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't have to put it in your slot.
You can if you want to.
Okay. Well, I might come up there later and we'll see. We'll think how it'll go if I can put it in your slot or just give it right to you.
Either way it works.
Okay.
Well, have a good day.
Well, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Put in her slot.
Yeah. That was pretty funny at the end there with the put it in your slot. Not bad. Not bad, Tom.
I sure miss him.
Well, this, I don't think I can play this whole one here. It's 6 minutes, 38 seconds long. Let's play a little bit of this, but it says Tuck and the Dead Saudi Prankers. I got to at least...
Give it a whirl, man.
Yeah.
You know that we're trying to unite the world through Skype, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have any friends we could like unite? So, how is Saudi Arabia?
It's fine. What about your country?
I'm in America.
You are in America?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love America.
Huh?
I was living in the United States.
What the hell is this? Who are they calling? Are they
some bitch in Saudi Arabia?
They're in Saudi Arabia. Are you for real? Oh my
God. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And she wants to live in America. She's a freaking terrorist.
I don't want to live in America.
I want to come to America to blow things up.
5 years ago? How many years? Like 10 years.
And sometimes I am boxed in there.
Huh?
She only cared that boy for heavy.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Mike. She's from America, too.
My name is Nora. That's just Nora from Saudi Arabia.
Hi, how are you? What? You said you lived in America. What part of America did you live in?
I am a horny. And I'm very horny.
What the fuck?
Okay.
What the hell?
She's horny.
Are you for real? What is she, like a Saudi Arabian, like, phone sex chick?
And where in America? I'm in Tennessee, and Steve there is in Illinois. He's in Chicago.
Dude,
remember? He's not Illinois. He's Illinois. So I can do better than that.
I don't come from Saudi Arabia. Well, I don't in the phone. I'm not a friend.
Dude, somebody... Mike,
someone's
pranking us right now.
Do what now?
Yeah. Someone's pranking
the...
I think you are a black man, right?
What?
maybe. I know I'm not.
Yes, you are a black man. Excellent. Yeah.
You're pranking, are you? Dude, I've been in training for a couple of years, so I know when something's
going to happen. Just a minute, please, because there is a fucking guy coming.
Come on, man. I know you're male, man. Don't you can fucking fuck with this anymore.
No, I am
gay. You're too articulate for a Saudi Arabian woman. You're too articulate for a Saudi Arabian woman. No, I like it. Who is it? I like him.
Hello? This is my brother.
Okay, let me talk to your brother.
You want to call my
brother? Yeah.
My brother.
Hi, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, man.
What's happening, man?
Is it a black man?
No, this is not the black man. I think the other guy is the black man. Well, yeah.
I love black men.
Right. So, do you dig black men?
Sorry?
Do you like black men? Do you enjoy the company of black men?
Yeah, like
do you like big black men?
I love niggas.
Sorry?
Do you like big black men? Or do you like the little young black men?
Okay, that's it. It's too long. Can't play the whole thing, but that was pretty good. End of the show,
that
maybe.
Was a good call.
That was pretty good. So I think they were being pranked. I don't know. Were they calling Saudi Arabia? Is that the thing? I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like they got that reverse prank. Because they keep on the other end.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I just sent you something here. Right
yeah,
here,
Nunu. Nunu sent us something. Okay. Let me see this here. Nunu has a number for these guys. Who are these guys? Milkman. Explain.
Yes.
Who are they? Who are those guys?
Have
this
squad.
What do they do?
Well, he said he'd send us the number. Nearly sent us a number, damn it.
Yeah, send us a number. I don't know who the Hayes squad. Is that what it is? Hayes squad? Let me open it up here.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see here what this is. Oh, shit. Who the fuck are these guys? It's like this weird, these weird-looking packy guys in a picture. I don't know who these guys are. What's their
Nunu
website? He's Nunu sending us his neighbors. Hayes, okay, custom car modifications, official launch party.
They like courage.
Oh, there's some packies out in the UK who customize their cars. I guess that's what it is. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
I think they're trying to make a make a special deal, man, over here. In the States.
Oh, whatever. Well, maybe I can give him an offer. I don't know. Okay. Nunu says yes. They customize cars but suck at it, he says. That's funny. And he sent it to me earlier. Nunu, send me the number real quick. We'll give him a call. Don't worry, man. And hey, congratulations to Nunu. Did you hear the news about Nunu and the Evolves World Contest?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he won the
man.
He won a contest. He did a
Nunu rocks.
He did a prank Nunu call.
Is the king of soundboard prank calls.
He did a George W. Bush soundboard prank call, and it won top billing on ebombsworld.com. What's that? Ebombsworld.com, is that the website?
That's it.
Famous
that's
pretty
for damn good for a wanker.
Yeah, it is famous for its prank calls. So congratulations, Sir Nunu in the UK. Way to go, way to go, way to go. We're very proud of you. You've come so far. Okay, Nunu sent me the cell phone number for the Nunu, try to give me the guy's name real quick and we'll call it. Before that, we need to do pranks, guys. Here we're really like fucking lagging, you know what I mean? We need to get some prank calls going here. Craps.
Grab a lonesome number, man.
Yeah, here it is. From Lonesome Loser in the chat room, Craps Inc. I hope they're still open. Craps Inc. A Mexican guy answered. This is in California. And, Orale Batos. Here we go. That's not true. I don't play that either. Here we go, folks.
Play that.
Yeah, this.
Niggas talking it, but ain't. Fuck you then, you fucking tramp.
What? Hello? Okay, that was uncalled for.
Please enter your destination number now.
Lonesome, I don't know what
the fuck does he think he is?
You don't talk to me like that. I'm the king of pranks. Hang on. How dare you talk to the king of pranks like that?
You're the Puerto Rican of pranks.
I think he was the queen of pranks,
I'm the spick of pranks. How dare you talk to me like that, sir? Oh, Jesus, man. I didn't even get to see anything. Run into that. Nunu called him like...
Move on to the next one, man. We
holy
got
shit. Nunu called him like 2 hours ago. How the hell would he still be on guard? Someone else must have messed with
that. I have no idea.
That's funny as shit, man. Whatever, dude. Okay. Maybe I'll call him later. I should complain about that. Okay. Cloned. Here
There's
we go.
There's a number from the UFO hotline.
Oh, yeah. We got. I got a bunch of people sending in the UFO hotline. Is that confirmed? I mean, the sources that are giving me the UFO hotline are questionable.
Yeah, they're questionable.
I'm saying, can we confirm that's not the FBI or something like that? It isn't. Here we go.
I can't.
Calls regarding recent sightings are welcomed by the National UFO Reporting Center hotline at yada, yada, yada. The hotline is staffed 24 hours a day. Okay. Interesting. All right.
Well, call in, and if they don't answer the FBI, you know it's not them.
Then it's not them. Okay. And if not, then I'll just say...
It says no, not confirmed.
Then I'll just say, I'm Lonesome Lose, and I have the wrong number. There we go. All right, hang on, folks. Advancing from duplex to mansion, stashing
keys, IMGs overseas. UFO hotline?
Hello?
UFO hotline?
Hello?
UFO hotline?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I have the wrong number.
Who is this?
This is Brimmer Properties. They're 722.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, did you see something?
No, yeah, I did. What do I do?
Where are you?
Over here in the car.
But what city or state?
Myself right now?
Yeah.
San Francisco, California, just outside.
Oh, wow.
I'm a tourist. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 722-3000.
I saw two men holding hands.
Oh, wow.
That's queerer than a football bat, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
It is.
Yeah, the hell's that all about?
San Francisco, you should be used to that.
Fucking aliens, man. Fucking Mexicans and shit, you know?
Aye, aye, aye.
What do I do about it?
I don't know what you do.
White power.
There you go.
What do you do?
Spanish.
Are you Hispanic?
No, uh-uh.
What are you?
Russian.
Russian?
Russian.
I speak Russian.
You do, don't
Yeah,
you?
I drink vodka and get drunk.
Perfect.
That's what Russians do.
We do. Love you know, potato.
You know your people were our enemies.
What's that?
Your people were our enemies a few years ago.
Yeah, what are you?
I'm one of your enemies still. I don't forget. I forget, but I don't forget. Just like I told Dr. Lego.
Oh, okay.
You know what I remember?
Huh.
Your people coming here acting like Americans with suitcase bombs with nukes in them. I don't forget.
Okay.
You know what? Ronald Reagan should have kicked your ass. Ronald Reagan would have kicked your ass, too. I wish Ronald Reagan was still alive, goddammit. He'd still be president.
We love you.
If Ronald Reagan were alive, he'd still be president right now. I swear to God.
Who's watching TV?
That was a damn good call.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's watching TV over there? Clone, are you watching TV? Shame on you. We had the wrong number. Shitballs. I'm going to try that again.
Yeah, I know. That's what's the funniest part.
Yeah, no, it was funny, though. She's Russian. Yeah, man.
He was on the phone for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, everybody, don't trust Russians, okay? Because if they're here, they're probably they're probably communists.
I don't know. I had a couple of good Russian friends.
Russia probably has their number.
Yeah, I don't know. You be careful with Russians. I don't trust Russians. I don't trust Chinese.
They were gun runners in Alaska.
Oh yeah? You see? See what I mean? That's how it is. I don't trust Russians, Chinese, or
the CH word.
And I don't trust Jews from New York either. Hang on, everybody. We're going to try the UFO hotline again. And actually, Winamp just took a shit. Ah, damn it.
Tell them that you worked for the Minuteman. They came down and took your Mustang away.
We're going to have to do something. Hang on, folks. Here we go.
White powder.
Yes, white powder. Let's try that again. Hang on, everybody.
That was busy.
All right, moving right along.
I guess. Must be an invasion or something going on, folks. There must be an alien invasion on the way. Yeah, something happened. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I fucked up.
Yeah, that's why you don't give them out in the chat room, you idiots.
Yeah, guys, come on, man. You want a good show, don't fuck it up for us. Don't pee in our pool, everybody. Don't pee in the damn pool.
Don't shit where you eat.
Exactly. Yeah, it's another quote from Lego last night. Don't shit where you eat, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys ever...
Moving
you guys,
right along.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hang on. I gotta restart something here and fix something here. Okay, that's done. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's see here. Who's next? Who's next on our list? Yeah, the toll-free line is not even up, right? We gotta open the toll-free line up. My bad.
Okay.
Okay.
It's about that time.
It's 11:30. We're past time to do that, so anybody wants to call in? I see Andy's in the chat room. Andy, what's up, man? Former co-host of the show.
Andy Mon.
Andy, Big Andy.
Tell him you sent in that convoy song, man.
We got a great big convoy.
On his Trucker's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, we do. We got to do that. Stream is probably skipping right now, and I apologize if that's so.
We got a big old convoy driving through the night.
Milkman, get on play that for certain purposes, you know what I mean? Yes. Whatever you say, buddy. Whatever you say. Clone agrees. Okay. Little Evil Neo joining the chat room. Little Evil Neo joining the chat room. And again, the toll... The toll free line is now open. And the line is 888-278-8509. There you can call us right now. 888... Again, I'm sorry, I'm saying that too fast. 888-278-8509. The toll free line is now open. Be a guest.
888-278-8509.
That's right. Be a guest. Call in. Don't be a stranger. Anybody who wants to call in, now is the time to call in to the show. That includes you.
Holler.
Yes, holler. Holler like a holler at a player. All right. Well, Joe Rosenthal admits the obvious. It's not toll free from the UK. Can you open an office here, please? No. We're not opening an office in the UK. I'm sorry.
Why would we? A bunch of pommy fucks.
Yeah.
No, we have a local UK representative, Sir Nunu. You have to contact Sir Nunu.
Oh, that was a good outburst, Clone. That was a very good outburst. I like that. Okay. We'll call the Clone Zone Computers and Service in Ontario. Ontario? O-N? Ontario? I guess it's Ontario. We don't have a state in the United States with O-N, is there?
No.
Must be Ontario. I didn't think we did. Okay.
It's gotta be.
Must be. Phone's ringing. We have a caller. Who's calling? Oh!
Hey.
I know who's calling.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Oh my god, Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear from you, man. What's going on? Are you ready for your storm?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you getting a hurricane over there in the Carolinas or something like that?
Just rain, that's all.
Oh, just rain. That's all we got, too. It was nothing. We got it. We got the brunt of it, right, Athena? Wow, a bunch of rain. Enjoy the rain. Enjoy the day off of work if you don't have to work, man. That'd be totally awesome if you don't have to.
Yeah, I got a 6-day vacation.
That sucks. Took your vacation in the middle of a storm.
Yeah, with pay.
Yeah, yeah. What can you do, man? What can you do? Did you enjoy that prank call we did for you 2 days ago?
Yes, I did. I've been playing it a lot.
Yeah? Cheese Boy?
Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. I thought you'd like that one. Did you play it for your friends at all?
Oh, yeah. They enjoyed it.
Good, good. And you told two friends like I asked you to, right?
Yeah.
Good. My man, I appreciate that very much. Are you a fan of football at all, sir?
The Carolina Panthers.
What's that? Panthers?
That's our football team up here, the Carolina Panthers.
All right, so you're a Panthers fan then? Do you follow them at all, or are you just kind of root for them when you have to? You got us in the background.
I just watch them on TV and stuff. Okay. They usually have a big Super Bowl party, too.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. The Super Bowl parties are great. What's your whole take? Did you listen last night to what happened? Where I didn't see you in the chat room. I didn't know if you were paying attention to what happened last night with the PC.
Man, I listened to a part of it. I don't know what they were yabbing about, but it got annoying, so I finally went ahead and turned everything off.
Yeah,
I got a question for the milkman.
Okay, he's listening, and I'll translate what he says back to you. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, Lord Spoon's been asking me, milkman has a birthday coming up. Is that true?
Milkman, go ahead.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah, he's telling me that it's today, and I don't know if that's the true or not.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. You're a great man. I appreciate it.
He says, thank you very much. You're a great man. Milkman, is your birthday today, man?
Yeah, it's Halloween, man. It's a trick, man.
Oh, your birthday's on Halloween.
Yeah, I knew it.
I guess. His birthday's on Halloween.
Poor Chopper.
His birthday's in his birthday's in 2 months. I get it. Okay. It's
October 31st.
October 31st, Halloween. Milkman, that's Milkman's birthday. So that's what it does.
Okay. Hey, have you
thank you for the wish there, Jonathan.
About Rebecca?
Rebecca. You know, yes, we can call. My fear was that I accidentally gave her phone number out over the air, and I'm really sorry for that, Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay, well, good. Well, I have it here. You said that she complains about carbs a lot. She's really picky about things when you do the call. Okay. Don't. Okay, say your name. Okay, guys. So she's really picky about carbs then.
Yes, real picky.
Is she a big girl?
No, she's skinny.
And she's picky about cars, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right. All right. I have an idea I can do with that, man. Just keep listening. We'll do that prank call next. How's that sound?
That'll work right there.
All right, Jonathan. Whatever you say, boss. Give a shout-out there to all your friends if you want real quick. Now's your time. Take over the show for a few seconds.
Tell
and we'll
them
let you
send
go.
In some cookies to the madhouse.
I'm
going to
give a shout-out to all my friends and listeners in PCU. And I hope you all have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right. Well, God bless you, Jonathan. White power. And thank you very much for calling in.
No problem.
All right, my friend. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Ride the white horse.
Well, hell, if you're going to ride, you might as well ride the right horse, everybody. Just like Jonathan would say. In his memory, we say that. There it is. Okay, so let's do it. Jonathan, how old is Jonathan D-Lo Cass? Jonathan,
hey,
what is
he? D-Lo's in the house. What's up, D-Lo?
D-Lo, yeah. Jonathan's about 49, I think he said. I think that's what his age is. Older than Milkman, younger than Little Evil Neo at 49 years old.
That's right, I'm only 86 years old now, Carlito.
That's right. We have 77 listeners right now. We have 77 listeners right now.
That's
no lie, everybody.
If you find the elderly Saigon might call in and start cussing on your show.
Your Saigon is a crazy... You know what? I really don't know. I don't know if that's Saigon or not, who we're talking to. I don't think it is. This guy called me last night.
It's definitely Saigon, man.
He called me on accident last night.
It's a rumor I started.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know.
It's 100% Saigon.
You think so? Huh.
I recognize his voice.
Like
you can tell.
It would be him if he ever called in.
You can hear the anger.
Yeah, you do.
That's Saigon, definitely.
Yeah, not what I was expecting, but it doesn't make sense. That's for damn sure. Hey, here's a call from...
That's why he doesn't normally call in. He don't want to fess up to it.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like a redneck,
yep.
See?
Well, I guess so. Here's Tuck, everybody. Tuck's
but he's got
in.
A great attitude. He lives right in the character.
Tuck, you're on the line. Tuck, Madhouse Radio is here.
Hey.
What's up, Tuck? How you doing, man?
What's happening, y'all? Who's been hogging up the phone all night?
We have the... long story. You're out of the loop. We had the toll-free line turned off for a while here, and we're waiting. But I knew you were going to call in. We played two of your prank calls.
Oh, great.
Not bad at all. What did we play? We played, guys, remind me real quick. We played
the two black guys.
The Saudi Arabian call was the last one we played. Very good. We were laughing.
With, the dead.
The dead, right. And we did some other one. I forget now. I don't know. I'm in a weird... The DVD short one we did too here. So
okay.
We played those too. Very good work, man. When did you? Were those a long time ago that you did those, or were those recent?
Like the DVD one and the most of those I did within the past week. I just got a phone card and I just went through my local phone book and then called like the local Blockbuster or whatever.
Okay.
The one with the dead is back when. Dead would come and he would get on Skype and he would just start randomly calling people.
Randomly. Just numbers.
He would see something, I'm going to call this person to that person. He would call people all around the world.
Yeah.
Well, this one particular time he called Saudi Arabia and to Saudi Arabia got to start pranking us.
And they actually spoke English? That's some funny shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm surprised Saudi Arabia doesn't seem to be the kind of country with that kind of sense of humor, but they actually understood the international language of prank calls, and that's awesome.
I'm thinking they, came here for a while to study bomb making or something.
Bomb making and chemistry.
They were scoping us out or something for a couple of years, and then went back and, you know.
Yeah.
So they had a little,
they took
culture on
that. Awesome. What else is up with you? Are you any making any progress? Hey, real quick, Gangrene is in a chat room and he says hi, and he says
well, hi to Gangrene.
Yeah, and he
everybody
says
everybody else.
Shout out.
So he is his neighbor too.
Yeah. After the holiday, after Monday, I will be going to Memphis and getting my shit together.
Oh hell yeah,
and
man!
I will be back on the.
Calcutta's got another neighbor.
Hotline there.
Awesome.
With everybody. So until then, so I'm coming back and I'm going to get all my stuff together. I'm going to get my website up and running.
Podcast back grooving and everything.
Yeah, going to be grooving and I'm going to be selling comics here pretty soon.
With KDK, right? The Jill Rosenthal
KDK,
comic book.
The Jill Rosenthal comic, yeah. As well as my own comic.
Awesome.
I'm going to get that out and done too.
Awesome.
The KDK comic is coming along very well. We have all our storage written, and I'm inking like the first two stories for the first issue right now.
Okay. Awesome, man.
So
this is great.
It's rolling and going.
I'm very excited about that comic book myself. I want to grab a copy of that, man. That's going to be great.
The Madhouse is
graphic artist. We'll get you a copy.
Yep, and it'd be nice to have
copy.
As Milkman is saying, you're a resident graphic artist, and there's been a Earthdog has come through with a few graphics since then, but yeah, it's still a little dry right now as far as graphics are coming through. So it'll be good to have you back, man. Good to have you back. And Gingery wants to point out that he's also in Tennessee.
Little Evil Neo
is
his neighbor too.
Where I am.
All right, he's in Jackson, he says, and I know Neo is somewhere in Tennessee too, someplace or something.
Oh, is she?
That's his neighbor.
Like,
yeah.
I thought Neo was like California or something.
No, she moved to by the university. She moved by the university or something like that. I think whatever town that is.
She moved by UT.
I think so. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Knoxville.
That's
maybe
Knoxville. That's
Knoxville.
Like East
near Memphis.
That's where the Smoky Mountains are.
Near. Okay. Gotcha. Near Memphis or something. Okay. Well, good. See, you guys need to represent for the Tennessee PCU fans. There you go.
Totally. We need more Southern culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Gangrene says he's about 15 minutes away from you. So.
Okay, awesome. Well, maybe he can give me
give you a call. You can show each other your peepees. That's awesome.
Yeah, you see that my whole dilemma and why I have like been out is because where I am in the Jackson, Tennessee area, I have Macintoshes, and I don't know what. Jackson, Tennessee said to the Apple company what they said about the Apple's mama, but Apple pulled out anything to do with Apple computers at all, and it's all PC. It's
okay.
All like Macintosh, Microsoft PC friendly.
Okay, that's good.
And they won't have anything to do with Macintoshers. The only closest place is Memphis, which is like about 100 miles out of the way.
Jeez, got you living in the
direction, either Nashville or Memphis.
So you drive all the way out to Memphis to get your Mac fixed.
Yeah, and I can't send it to them, and it's just a whole big nightmarish badness.
That shows you. To get a Mac.
Yeah.
You know, would you, with all this trouble, would you ever get a Mac again, or are you going to stick to a PC from now on?
If I knew the trouble again, too, I would just go with PC originally. But, I mean, like, back when I was into it, everybody, it was Macintosh was all around Jackson at the time.
Really? Okay, I see. It was just
and
a thing of circumstance.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And then they just like, well, we don't have to do with Apple anymore.
Alright, just a thing of circumstance. That happens, man. No problem.
I don't know anything about Macintoshes. All I know is PCs. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I bet you anything sell the Mac, I'd say that probably the next time your Mac takes a shit, you'll probably have a bunch of places you can go to close to where you live. This is probably a temporary thing, you know? A little vacuum. It'll get filled. There's money to be made there. I'm sure people will fill in a spot. You'll be alright.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Once I get everything back, that will I'll have like a modern computer, and then I'm going to go and get the step up and get the satellite internet connection,
mm-hmm.
say like HughesNet or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And
cool.
Then, I'll be a whole lot better, and that way I can streamcast and do all kinds of fancy schmancy stuff.
Awesome.
In the future.
Everybody got their own streamcast tonight. These days, everybody's got their own shoutcast. Yeah, man, more drama on PC. You're lucky you're not even involved in it. You're lucky you don't have to deal with it until you get back.
Oh, just give me the Reader Digest version.
KDK got upset at LEGO and Zolar again, and they made their own stream for a few hours, and they bashed everybody, and then they kissed and made up before the night was over. There it is.
Oh God.
2:30 in the morning. Yeah, I know.
Was this what yesterday or something?
It's an every Wednesday thing these days now. It's an every Wednesday thing now.
The Wednesday night show is like the big drama.
It's
show.
A big. It's a fucking yeah. It's the soap opera of PCU.
The drama.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you want to do? Now that we have you on, you want to do a prank call? Or you got to run.
No, let's go.
Here's what we got. I got a motel called Ernesto. Ernesto Motel.
Huh.
I don't know. We got Mad Fool Games. We got a cafe called Foolish Craig's. We got a clown in Virginia. We got a place called Blunt Logging.
I don't know. You pick it and you start it, and I'll come in.
Okay.
With something.
Let me see if the clown will pick up. Let's try that. He was confirmed a little while ago, but maybe he'll still pick up. We'll try. This is Doofus Rufus the Clown.
Okay.
And yeah. We're going to call him right now. Hang on, everybody. The next prank call's coming up. Big Tuck on the line with us. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
The Rock in the building.
Hey, Tuck, by the way, no matter what.
Hello, this is
Dale.
Pete. My phone was by this screen. I'm sorry, you're missing me, but I can read
your mouth. Bye, Rebecca. You eat too many carbs, you fat ass. Hang on. That was kind of rude. There you go. I tried something. Let me try something. Yeah, here's one. Let me try something confirmed more recently. Clone Stone Northwest. This one goes out to Clone Homegrown. There you go, Clone
okay.
Homegrown.
What is it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's called Clone Stone Northwest. I'm going to accuse him of cloning, though.
All right.
That's my premise.
You fucked up that sheep.
Oh, that sheep has two legs, bitch. What the fuck?
Okay.
There's my idea. Hang on. I don't know. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. You know what I mean?
It was like some sort of business or something, but it was like...
Yeah.
You know.
Clone Stone Northwest. I have no idea. Maybe they just
clone
stones. You know? Close enough.
Is a residence
that
or a business card?
I don't really have any residences. I kind of have that no residences request from Lonesome Loser, and he kind of follows through with that. I don't know. All right, Tuck. Well, let me not waste any more of your time. I'm sorry, dude. But hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the update, dude. I can't wait for you to get your computer back up. Let me know the minute it happens.
Dude, I can't wait either.
Dude, I'm sure you out of anybody is excited about it. We're excited for you too, bro. All
yeah,
right.
Because I can play porn on my DVD player again. And I've been missing that.
You don't have to sneak shots at the porn at the internet cafe anymore. That's right.
No, library.
Yeah, they kind of frown on that there.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Take care of yourself.
The librarians, the public library don't like it either.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the stay in Memphis, man.
Okay,
later,
man. I will be back around.
Man.
And I got play some more of my calls, man.
Yeah. No, for
Since
sure.
I can't make any live ones. Play some of the recorded ones.
No problem. We'll round it out, man. Later. All right, man.
And if I suck, let me know.
No problem. So far, you're doing good. No problem. I'm sure you'll be fine. Later,
awesome.
Doug.
Rock on.
All right. Rock on. Love.
Revolution.
Revolution it is.
Is this depression?
As Tuck would say, love. That's his saying. That's why I said I'm not trying to be gay. Jonathan says I messed up. Call.
Hey.
Okay. He says I called Pete's number instead of Rebecca's number. Oh, shit. Really? Did I do that? Oh, I did. Oops. I called the wrong guy. Sorry about that. Whoopsie. Okay. We'll fix that. Flatline says he called another problem gambling helpline and someone actually answered, how can I help you? So we'll try that in a little bit. the phone line is now open.
$500, buddy.
Yeah. Well, hey, cloned and Milkman, of course, with Tuck leaving, the toll free line is now open, and that line is 1-888-278-8509. So if you haven't called in yet tonight, feel free to call in. It is a free call. It's on my dime. Use it or lose it. It's there while it is. It may be gone any day now. So
that's right. We're locked down tonight.
Yeah. Hey, I had a good interview today, though. You know. I had a good interview today.
Right,
yeah, they say they were going to interview one more person. Right. It was up to between me and the other person, so we'll see what happens. Maybe I have a job again. Awesome. Clone Homegrown is not having an interview tomorrow, apparently.
Smoke weed every day.
We have 73 listeners right now in our extended network. Thank you. 40 listeners on PCU, 18 listeners on the Madhouse stream. And 16 listeners on T-Big Radio. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening this late. It's almost midnight on the East Coast.
Nice time on your stream.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I really think it's only because of the fact that that what happened last night, what went down. And like KDK said, it was counterproductive.
Yeah.
It was a counterproductive thing because now less people are listening on PCU. And there's probably a lot of people trying to listen on my stream at time to time, and they can't get through because they think the server's maxed out.
People are disenfranchised.
People are disenfranchised. They don't like it. It's not. It's counterproductive. Like I said, everybody, don't do it anymore. Don't
cute,
do it.
And then it was okay, and now it's boring.
Right. So I know either Zolar or Lego were trying to call in earlier tonight, but I wasn't taking calls at that point. I am taking calls now, so if you're still listening, you want to call in, now's the time. Go ahead. The toll-free line is open. Feel free. We'd love to hear from you.
Save the drama for your mama.
Save the drama for your mama. It is that time to take a break, though, guys.
Let's do a call while we wait.
Well, it is time to take a break, though. Let's do one more call, and then we'll take a break. And then we'll come back and do another hour or so show.
And then you can play your cool new break tune.
Yes, that's right. We have some new break music. That's very, very... Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah.
Set that up. Okay.
I liked it.
Clone Zone Computers and Service. We haven't called them yet.
The new bumper.
We haven't called Clone Zone Computers and Service.
Tell me you got child porn on your computer and you don't want it on there.
I could do that. We got a call from we got a call from the suspected Saigon actually right now. Hang on, everybody. And they hung up quickly. Never mind. We had a call for a second.
Good. Let's do a call.
He probably heard that we were gonna take a break, and he decided not to try right now. I'm sorry, dude. Try later. Okay.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, indeed. We're doing Clone Zone Computers and Service right now. Hang on, everybody. The next prank call of the night is coming at you immediately. Those Canadian numbers are just not working tonight, dude. Okay, we need to regroup. We had a few failures here, and I don't know. I really got to take a piss. What's going on here? Okay, here is the supposed Saigon again. Hang on, let's see. Let's see what happens here. Let's take this just here. Go ahead, Milkman.
Don't call me a cunt.
I didn't call you a cunt. What did I call you? Oh, Kim? No.
I know you got pissed. That's no excuse.
Yeah, whatever. Hang on.
You just need to tell me and ask for permission before you go piss.
That's right. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
All right. How you guys doing? I'm enjoying your show. Should I turn down my computer?
Yeah, it might help out a little bit if you turn down those speakers.
Okay, please, I didn't know. You know, okay.
Can you please do?
Yeah, hey, I'm just enjoying your show.
All right.
It's like about 8:58 out here on the West Coast.
Yeah? How's the weather over there?
Oh, man, I was down today in a place where it was like about almost 100 degrees.
100 degrees?
About almost 100. About a month ago, it got like 118. But it was nice, real nice.
Is it the fucking desert or something?
No, this is way up in Northern California.
Dude, how old are you?
wow.
We got a running back going on. We got a pool. We need to settle this. 40s? Can you tell us 40s, 30s at least?
Well, how old are you?
I'm 27. And that's
27.
That's a
God
honest truth. Milkman's, I forget how, Milkman's 58 and Clone Homegrown 17.
Wow, okay.
I'm 87.
Well, I'll give you my age within a year either way, okay?
Okay.
That way, the New World Order fascists can't pinpoint me directly with their laser beam from the satellite, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm 56 years old.
Okay.
But I'm going on 18, man.
All right, awesome, man.
I'm going on 18.
Rock on.
Look, I...
There are a lot of rumors out there, man. Are you Saigon?
No, that's really weird because I don't understand what that's about. No, I don't. I have no affiliation with.
Saigon.
Never, I was
up,
an anti-war.
Don't deny it.
Yeah,
I was an anti-war dude, and the guys that turned me around were these greatest Americans in the whole Vietnam era called the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. These guys were Army dudes that's still in the Army, fighting the Army, and they opened up a coffee house and was counseling young dudes not to get involved in that bullshit like they got going over in the Middle East to make money for the corporations.
That's what I'm saying, man. Fuck the corporations.
Yeah, motherfucking, that's what's propping up the middle class right now in this country is the motherfuckers going and they make munitions, you know.
Yeah.
They don't make TVs no more or radios. They got their slaves in China doing it, but they sure are good at making bombs.
We're making bombs and killing our youth, man.
Yeah, it is the truth. The poor youth.
Yeah.
All them sons of bitching senators and congressmen, none of their children are in the Middle East. Except there might be one or two that fly over in airplanes and drop bombs, right? And they're just rich kids playing with multi-billion dollar fucking toys. Man, I'm telling you, man, the mafia rules this country. It is, man. Don't believe none of these bastards on CNN or Fox News.
I don't know about the mafia. The mafia's pretty impotent right now. If it's anybody's.
No, the mafia, dude, they legitimize and they got their great-great-grandchildren. You think the mafia stuck to fucking dealing dope on the corner and loan sharking and... You think the mafia stuck to white slavery, prostitution, pimping and shit? No, them motherfuckers, man, they sent their children to Yale and Harvard.
Okay.
Sent their children to Yale and Harvard. And these guys, man, they're now called the corporations. They're all, believe me, dude. Hey, just check it out. If you don't believe this shit, get on, and you can find out, dude, about fucking... There's like $80 billion unaccounted for in defense contracts. The mafia moved up, man, into the defense industry, dude. The same slime bags back in the 30s, Al Capone's era and shit. Man, I'm telling you, but, you know.
Okay. What do you think about the Jews in New York?
Well, you know what? It's like there's 6 billion of us people on the planet Earth. And I myself try to live my life where every one of those people are a potential brother or sister to me.
Okay.
It's a great mystery, man. It's like I don't believe that Bible bullshit. There's a little bit of universal truth in there, like that it relates to Eastern philosophy, like do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Well, that relates to karma in the Eastern thought, and that makes sense to me, man. Do unto others as you have others do unto you, right?
Right. Well,
and if people would live like that, we wouldn't be killing each other, right?
That's the damn truth, sir. Right on, man. I tell you what, of all the people who call on this show, you are the one who's most on the ball. And I can
well,
say
I
that.
Don't think so, man. I don't think, man. I'm really a real fucking asshole, man. I go through all kinds of shit in my life, you know. It's like, one minute I hate everybody in the world, and the next minute I love everybody in the world. I'm like a fucking spiritual schizophrenic, man.
Are you on any medication right now?
I'm making today. Do you guys got Dollar Tree stores out in the East Coast?
Absolutely, sir. We have Dollar Tree stores here in the South. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I just bought a case of wine today at the Dollar Tree store.
You can buy wine at the Dollar Tree store?
Yeah, I bought a case of wine. Yeah, and it comes in really beautiful bottles, and it's got corks in it. It's all fancy. It's like, you know, dark green bottles with a cork. It looks like, you know, Rothschild 19, whatever, you know, the gourmet that's a fucking, comes in a bottle. But it's cheap-ass wine. It's got either too much tannin in it or whatever. So the wineries, they ship it, and they sell it at the Dollar Tree. Anyway, but you take a quart jar, and you put, like, 10% wine in it. You put 10% grape juice and fill it up with 80% ice-cold water, and, man, you got one hell of a wine cooler.
Oh, yes. Is that what you're drinking tonight?
Yeah, that's what I've been drinking, man.
So you get your alcohol from the Dollar Tree store?
Yeah, I do, man. I'm like, oh,
That's awesome.
Because of my political beliefs, I'm, like, not on the high end of the economic bracket, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you were part of the instigation of the whole blow-up last night with KDK and Lego and whatnot.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? Would you like to tell what you think about that whole crap right now? Would you like to?
Well, I'll say this, man. You know, I enjoy listening to your show a lot more than I do KDK's, because KDK, like, you know, sometimes, man, that dude, you know, he, like, pisses me off where I shut my computer down and then I'm curious, so I come back and listen, and it's like, but really, man, I think all you guys are great artists, man, on the cutting edge of an evolving art form of prank radio calls, man. I don't understand why there ain't millions of people listening to you guys, man. Believe me, dude. It's like, you know, and I don't listen to Howard Stern's show. I don't have no serious radio and shit, you know, but I listen to... I listen to you guys because, man, you guys are, like, pushing fucking people's buttons, man. I'm telling you, I like that shit.
Yeah, it is an art. I agree.
It is an art, man.
And it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, man, I mean, sometimes it's just, it's like you almost take me up to the top where I can go a evolutionary step further in my own consciousness. And it's like, and then other times I think, man, how wretched the world is, man, you know.
Well, it's fucked up, man. It's a nasty, horrible world full of angry people.
Oh, yeah.
Out to get you, you know?
Oh, man, that's what, yeah, it is, man. And if, yeah, that's why I got them disconnect the cable. I used to have cable TV, and I'm telling you, dude, that shit was just, it was almost killed me, man.
It was talking to you?
The fucking, you'd turn on CNN and Fox and them news, and them motherfuckers would be spewing the latest propaganda. And it's like, and then the commercials would come on, and they try to give you some kind of disease through subliminal suggestion through their commercials, right?
Right.
So, and it's like, I consider PCU and what all you people do, and there's nobody any better than, you're all artists, man. You're like, I tried to say last night, you're like the 16th century painters. You're great, man, but you each got your own styles. You each got your own styles, and that's what makes you unique and worth listening to.
All right.
And that's it, man. It's like it's like, that's the difference between you and CNN and Fox News and shit, is them guys that they come from a mold of propaganda machine stamping out. They don't have no originality or nothing. They're just reading from a script.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people will agree with you. Andy, former co-host of the show, says you speak the truth. Gingrin said and asked in a curious question, do you ever listen to Art Bell? Are you aware of who Art Bell is?
Well, I used to back in, before I went to prison, man, I used to talk with Art Bell about two or three times a fucking week on his radio show, and
I'm sorry, you talked to Art Bell on his radio show, sir?
Yeah, back in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to be on his show about three times a week.
You were actually on his show a few times
before.
Yeah, about three times a week.
No shit.
Yeah, and I used to do my own version of prank calls on Art Bell's show. I'd call up and I'd say really off the wall shit just to stir people up, and then I'd sit back and listen to people calling and saying, boy, that guy's crazy. Boy, that last caller you had, Artie, just shows you the world's full of crazy people.
Yeah.
Oh, people like that ought to be locked up and they ought to throw away the key. And they tried to, man. They gave me, I did fucking years and no shit, dude. And I didn't hurt nobody. I didn't steal nothing from nobody. But I took it over the edge where I used to drink a lot of alcohol and wash down about 10 hits of acid, and then I fucking start calling up the local motherfucking power elite and they framed my ass and put me in prison.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's like, you know, I was convicted, you know, among the charges, I was convicted of several counts of terrorist threats, but it was all done over an annoying phone calls and shit, you know, and a few other felonies that was like, yeah, so right. It's like...
It's like that. Well, I know. What
yeah,
else can
you
say?
Can't. It's like okay, like... I tried to expose some corruption that was going on in any way, I didn't do it in the right way. I didn't live my philosophy of basically the hippie values that was established me in the 60s.
Okay.
So I started, like, scaring people. I bought a big arsenal of guns and shit, and I bought some rural property, and I scared a lot of people, and so they got together and they put my ass in prison for a few years, and now I'm fucking come out of prison. You know, I was in fucking San Quentin. I was in fucking Soledad. One time, though, you know, a couple other prisons I've been to, and before that, I never even had a police record or a fucking parking ticket.
Okay.
But if you piss people off too bad, they'll frame your ass and put you in prison, man. They put your ass, man. The police and the fucking lawyers, they all work together, man. Whatever you do, can I say one thing that might help somebody out there?
Sure.
If you are ever arrested and charged with a crime, remember this, that when the shit is coming down in the courtroom, and the DA is talking shit about you, if you fail to object on the record, then under the law, then that establishes evidence against you. And if you sit there and let your fucking public pretender send you, you know, they work, man. The DA, the public defender's office, the judge and the cops, they're all, man, they're all in bed together. They totally are.
Okay. I hear that.
So
remember
that, though. You got to object. You got to object on the record. If you just sit there and you fail to object, well, they count that as legal evidence against you.
Okay. All right. Let me. You haven't given us a proper name. You said Crazy Fucker in California. We'll just call you...
Crazy Fucker from California, man.
Yeah, Crazy Fucker from California.
Saigon.
Real quick, Milkman maintains that you're Saigon, and he also says that he remembers you from Art Bell. I know he's a radio connoisseur from the 90s and 80s.
Yeah, I used to be on Art Bell quite a bit. Man.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Would you be opposed to doing a prank call with us right now?
A prank call. Well, I never did prank calls of total strangers, man. I used to like drop a lot of acid and drink a lot of alcohol and fucking then call up the fucking police and shit. And
that's probably why you went to prison.
Yeah, right? That's why. I don't do that no more, dude. They called it terrorist threats, dude.
Well, I'll tell you. Now I'm afraid to do this.
Hey, I used to fucking own land, dude. I used to own fucking land here in the Golden State, dude.
Yeah.
They took my fucking land away from me. They took everything I had, dude. Everything, man. I went down for a lot of years too, dude.
Yeah. Well,
I went down for one stretch, and before that, I was like 40. I was in my 40s, and I'd never even had a fucking parking ticket.
And they fucking dicked you over like that.
Yeah, they dicked me over, dude.
That's a bunch of shit, man.
That's what see. Here's what happens. They call them counties and states and shit, but actually they're fiefdoms.
We live under the feudal system like in Europe in the fucking 11th century where in Europe they had the nobles and the serfs, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a fucking serf like me or a peasant, you can't fuck with the nobles. Or they'll cut, they're the ones that own the castles and the dungeons and the fucking everything else. See?
All the land.
Yeah, they got motherfuckers right now over there killing women and psychopathic American motherfucking little pimply-faced bastards who 5 years ago was killing people on their video games are now over there fucking killing women and children in motherfucking the Middle East. And then when the people fight back and oppose them, they call them fucking terrorists.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I fought in Afghanistan myself. I was in 82nd
Okay,
Airborne.
Was you ever exposed to they call it depleted uranium munitions?
Yes, I've seen the effects of depleted uranium, and I fear that I may become, you know, be.
Yeah, you might have a child, man, and he might have a fucking extra arm growing out of his asshole or something.
I know. It's a fear that I live
with. It's really sad, dude.
I'll tell you what, I have problems now, and they're probably due to that, sir.
See, they wave the fucking flag, and they give the prop. They get people scared, right? Oh, these motherfuckers are coming to take our shit. Oh, these motherfuckers. And actually, I don't even believe that I believe that fucking Bush blew up the Twin Towers.
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, sometimes check out prisonplanet.com, a guy named Alex Jones, dude, and he's got some convincing fucking evidence about this shit. The guy that owned the Twin Towers, his name was Larry Silverstein, and he bought it for $200 million, him and his consortium, and he took out a $3 billion insurance policy and collected on it, and all those fucking buildings that fell, dude. That, man, I'm telling you, check out Alex Jones, prisonplanet.com. When PCU ain't on the air, they're playing reruns, I go to Alex Jones and shit. And
okay.
I'm telling you, dude.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, hey, crazy fucker, man, thanks for calling. Be sure to call us here on a regular basis. We like to catch up. You know what?
Saigon Rock.
Saigon, whoever you are, whatever,
no,
you know.
My name is not. Why do you call me Saigon?
Hey, this is what the people say, that you're a Saigon. I'm sure you wouldn't take a name.
Saigon. Man, I tell you, dude, I got friends, man, that used to, you know, I used to smoke dope that came from Saigon. I used to buy fucking grass from dudes coming back from Vietnam, and the grass was laced with like fucking 90% like opium and heroin and all kinds of shit, and you take one toke, and all them dudes, they used to sit over there and just toke out and watch the fireworks go off, making money for the corporations.
Yeah.
That's a sad fucking piece of shit, man. You know what really pisses me off? There's a lot of good American guys that don't have no arms and legs, and they haven't since they got it blown off in fucking Vietnam. And there's a whole lot of other good American boys that right now ain't got no arms and legs because they got their arms and legs blown off over there in fucking the Middle East. Let us get the fucking ass, our asses out of the Middle East. If I come to Europe and attack you, you got a right to defend yourself. That'll all them fucking people over there are doing. And as far as that shit with between Hezbollah and the Jewish people, well, the Jewish people and the Hezbollah are kissing cousins for about the last 2,000 fucking years, dude.
Okay. Let me ask you, before we let you go, if you promise not to get too crazy, I'd like you to talk and explain this to a place called Killer Pizza from Mars.
Okay.
Killer Pizza
from Mars.
Killer Pizza from Mars is the name of this place.
They ain't going to put me back in prison for doing this shit.
No, me and Milkman will take the blame for it. He's in with the Supreme Court. It's all good. He's a conservative.
That's right, man.
Yeah, they'll take the blame.
They'll take the blame for it. We got
you
back. Okay. All right. Hang on, dude, crazy fucker. And here we go. Crazy fucker is going to call Killer Pizza from Mars. And here we go. Right back after this,
where's
folks.
Where's it located?
California.
Where at in California?
Escondido.
Escondido, huh?
Yeah. Is that far from you?
Yeah, it is. It's about 1,000 miles, actually.
Hey, see? We're safe. No problem. No problem at all. All right, hang on, dude. We'll be right back after this.
Do you think it'd be possible to order a pizza?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any pizza with possibly and psyllium mushrooms and marijuana buds and topped with hashish?
Oh, sure. For an extra bill, sure. We can come up with that stuff.
Really? How much would that pizza cost me?
$200.
That's all?
Yeah.
Is that for the large or the small or the medium?
That'd be large.
Oh, man. I would like to order 5 of them if I could.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Seriously, I thought we had a deal, dude.
Yeah.
What? Now, are you going to do, can you deliver it to me?
No, we don't deliver.
Oh, I got to come in for it?
Yep.
Okay, and because you know what? I've heard from many, many people, man, that you cats got the best pizza in the state of California.
Yeah, we got the best pizza, but we don't have all that.
Huh?
We don't have all that, sorry.
I know you guys ain't got all that, and I tell you, man, I'm going to come in there next time. You're in Escondido, right?
Yeah.
I'm coming in, dude, and I'm going to buy some pizza.
Right on.
Hey, just remember, dude, you're feeding the people, man. And you're a holy man. You're a holy man. You feed the people, man. There's nothing. There's nothing more holy on this planet than feeding the hungry, right? And keeping your sense of humor about it. When an asshole like me calls up and talks some off the wall shit, right?
Honor to the Martian.
All right, man.
Right on.
All right, dude. I wish you would have had some magic mushrooms and some hashish and, you know, topping off the pizza, man, because I tell you, I'd get in my spaceship right now and come on down, you know.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, every time I try to land my spaceship, though, in Escondido, man, you know what happens, man? Like
I hear you.
The Defense Department, man, they start shooting, like, rockets at me and shit, you know, and it's like, because
right,
I got
man.
An old spaceship. See, I'm an old fucking space alien.
Well, come in next weekend.
Okay, I'll do that. Is that when, that's when we're going to party down, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, man, set a place for me, dude.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, man, take it easy.
Peace out.
Great call. Great first
that was
call.
Pretty lame, wasn't it?
Not
it was
bad. Just, you know what? You're better than Prankmaster already.
It was off. It was just off the front. It was just off the top of my head.
It wasn't bad. Your destination. And let me clear the line, and we'll wrap up here. Hang on.
Crazy Dave bagged.
All right, we're gonna call you Crazy Fried Fucker on this show. If that's okay.
Call me
do.
Crazy Fucker from California. Remember, I'm from
all
the
right.
greatest place on the planet Earth, man. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Even though it's got a lot of demons and devils with fucking badges and law degrees, it's still the greatest place on Earth if you know how to get around them. You know,
sir.
And I learned how to get around them, dude.
Sir, you're a great representative for the great state of California, the Golden
Thank
State.
Thank you, and I'll tell you this, man: love, peace, and joy to every living thing on the planet Earth, because it's all a great mystery,
yes,
isn't
sir.
It?
Absolutely. All
right.
All right, well, God bless
you.
Yeah,
I love your show, man. I'm a addicted fan, dude.
All
I'm
right.
addicted.
We'd love to
all
have
right.
you here. Tell all your like-minded friends, and call in next week. We want to hear you from you know on a weekly basis if you can, dude. To be awesome, we'd like to make you a regular segment here on this show if possible.
If I'm still alive, I'll be trying to talk my jive.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
Right.
All right.
Tomorrow.
All right. Dude. Later.
Jesus, God, Christ in heaven, man. I don't know what to say.
We got a Crazy Dave. And
yes.
He tops Crazy Dave for sure.
He does.
My God rocks.
Yeah. Clone, what are your thoughts on Crazy Fucker from California?
fucking fruitcake and spaceship.
Hey, but it's great to talk to. It's great to know that we still have crazy people in America, in this great country. This is the Martian. Amen. That this is still
Martin
a great country.
Martian.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Be a leader.
Jesus H. All right. Well, hey guys, we need to take that break.
I like his pranks though on the dope.
Yeah, man, I don't know what else to say except for that
like
was awesome.
I like the topping for his pizza. I would take a double on that, man.
I'm sure you would.
You know?
Yeah, he's old school. He is now the reigning oldest, you know, listener to PCU, isn't he? Not? I mean, come on.
He's older than Zolar, isn't he?
Yeah, older than Zolar. Yeah,
well, I think they're close to same in age.
He's older than Jonathan, the reigning champion for oldest listener. He is definitely. Yeah. Older than you, and after that comes Jonathan, and after that comes you. So
well, I'm 87. You see, so
oh, you're 87. That's right. Okay, now you're gonna break into your old man
voice.
That
doesn't count. That doesn't count because I'm actually affiliated with the madhouse.
Yeah, you are. So okay, you're right. There is a difference. Okay, folks, we're gonna take a break. Clone, you're not gonna go, are you? Because usually you leave around this time. You're gonna hang on with us, or
no, I'm here.
All right, good. Clone's with us for the long haul. Milkman, you're still with us, right?
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to come back and do some old great cows.
We're having an interesting show here, everybody. Everybody in the chat room, hang on. Everybody listening, hang on. We have...
Don't forget to play your new bumper.
Yes, it's coming up now. We're down to 51 listeners. I don't know what that means about the last caller, if it's something else, but whatever. We're still doing our thing here, folks.
We're going to do a call.
Yeah, we'll do some calls when we get back. Everybody, hang on. It's 12:26. It's the weekend unofficially. It's Friday, September the 1st. Welcome to a new month. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com.
Come on, show your friends if you are mad enough.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
What? What do you motherfucker?
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too.
Maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at MadhouseLive.com.
You look so tough now, little nigga. Hate you, black bastard. Hate your black skin. Hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on a piano. It's my gums, because they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. Hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black ass Wesley Snipes.
Madhouse Radio is back.
All right, and we're back. And we're back, everybody. Hey, good evening. We back. All of us, we back. Thanks, everybody. Coming right back at you, everybody. Madhouse Radio. Evening show. What's that? What you eating? French fries? All right. You fried them or you put them in the oven? Oh, yeah? Oh, you get the potato and you slice the potato up. And, yeah, home fries, man. You got love home fries, man.
I got sliced turkey breakfast on the whole week, man.
Yeah, I just had the last of what was left from dinner, which was a cube steak made in vinegar with some pepper, a little bit of adobo, a little bit of onion on there, and some rice. That's what I had for dinner tonight. Not bad.
Adobo, what the hell is that?
Adobo is the king of spices, everybody. Adobo. Be sure you check out adobo.com. Adobo. Is there an adobo.com? Hey, guys, find out, Milkman, is there an adobo.com out there? If not, I want to get that. I claim that.
I like Sazon, too.
Sazon. Sazon is good. White people don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, so we're here at Madhouse Radio. Yeah, Milk Clone. What? Madhouse Radio, and we're going to keep going. Again, if you want to reach us here, toll-free, the line, the phone line, that's a toll-free line in the United States and Canada. I don't know about Mexico, but if you're in Mexico, you're probably not listening because you don't speak English. And I'm not about to do a Spanish version of this show. But the toll-free line is
1-888.
Adobo is all there. Oh, Adobo, yeah, yo, I hear that. 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. It's on our dime. And we continue with more show tonight, everybody. Thank you very much for hanging in there with us tonight. And what else can I say? Dropping dimes earlier today, and now we're dropping pranks. Zolar, if you want to call in, do it again. Call us on a toll free. Now's your someone's asking if we have a Filipina. I don't have a Filipina wife. Athena, are you Filipina? Athena's Greek. Milkman, is your wife Filipina? Would you have an ex-wife who's Filipina?
No, sir. No, sir.
No? And Clone has an Australian woman.
Mine's Australian.
Australian, yeah. Yeah, and that's a Clone, what's give out your I don't know if you want to give out your MySpace, but there's a picture of your old lady up there, huh? She's got
yeah,
she's got interest. Yeah, that's her. I don't know if you want to give that out, but I tell you what, she looks very Australian. You should be very proud of yourself, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good deal. Do you have any kids, man, or are you just you and the old lady?
It's just me and the lady right now. I've got two by another.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
The whole child support thing.
Oh, man, that sucks. You got to get out of that. You got to get lawyers and get you out of that. Is that possible? Can you get out of child support? I don't think you can. Why would you want to? I'm sorry. That's kind of insensitive. I'm sorry, dude. That's not good. Flatline asking if it says adobo food is Filipino food. No, adobo is like a spice. It's for meats and stuff. It's like I don't know how you explain it. It's a Hispanic kind of spice. You can buy it in a big jar and it'll last you a year.
Yeah, it has basically salt. It has some garlic. It has a little bit of onion. It has a little bit of cilantro.
All mixed in.
Different additives. Maybe a little bit of pepper if it's. Con pimenta.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like the con pimenta. I like it just straight. You can get it with sazon too now. Also,
sin pimenta.
You can get sin pimenta, exactly. And you can also get the sazon one, man.
That's what I get.
It comes red. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the sazon too much because not all the time. Not sometimes. We keep a few packets here. You know, you get the little envelopes of it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we got here. We got once in a while we throw that in the rice.
That's the one that you can use on poultry. It's really good.
Yeah, the poultry sazon.
I put it on my turkey.
Nice. On your turkey, huh? Good deal.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah,
Puerto Rican turkey.
So September it is, man. What's up with September? The apex of the hurricane season?
My birthday. Yeah.
Clone's birthday. That's right. Happy birthday, Clone, turning 32. Clone turning 18. He can finally buy cigarettes. A Virgo. What's that mean? I know Geminis are crazy. That's me. Milkman is
supposed to be some kind of virgin, but I'm the only virgin in here.
Oh, Virgos are virgins? Okay, good. They're innocent or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Milkman, what are you, a Cancer or something?
I'm a virgin, though.
Are you a Cancer?
I'm a Virgin Islander.
Oh, yeah, that's a Cancer.
Man, my birthday is Halloween.
So what is that? Is that Scorpio?
Scorpio.
See, we're not supposed to get on. I don't buy into that.
Mind out.
I don't buy into that bullshit. You know. You know who? What's an astrological sign you don't hear much of? You don't hear much about Taurus. You know. I don't know any Taurus. Pisces, yeah. Aries. I don't hear much about Aries.
You know who Pisces is? You know who our resident Pisces is?
KDK.
Excellent example.
No.
KDK
is a Pisces.
Yep, KDK.
I'm
and
really.
You know that
Zohar, how do you know
is
this?
A Gemini, just like you.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Zolar.
I keep track of everything. Yeah.
Zolar's a Gemini, isn't he? He's born in June also, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we have a birthday really close to each other. I think. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah.
You crazy old Gemini.
Well, happy birthday, belated or not.
Yeah. So, Zolar's asking for Milkman's MySpace link. Milkman, you don't have a MySpace link, but you do have a picture, which I have, per your request, I have not shared with anybody.
Mine, by the way, is clone your own homegrown.
Clone your homegrown, right?
Wait, clone homegrown. Yeah.
Cloned your own homegrown? Is that what it is? I'm sorry. Whatever. I'm fucking it up.
No, it's cloned homegrown. I'm sorry.
All right, cloned homegrown. MySpace.com for...
Adobo.com is available.
Hey, reserve that for me, Athena, okay? Get the corporate card out. The Amex we're going to get out here. It's in the desk. The Amex corporate card. We're going to get Adobo.com, and we're going to register that. We're going to put a prank call website on there. We're going to blow KDK out of the water. We're going to crush him like Dr. Lego would do. I'm going to do that in the names of Dr. Lego.
I'll bury ya.
I'll bury you. What the hell is he? Is he freaking Nikita Khrushchev or something? That's, I don't know, no one except for me and Milkman probably understand
you
that.
You got to shoot out with smacking the table and shit.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
I'll bury ya.
That's some scary shit if you think about it. Can you imagine Vladimir Putin going to the United Nations and taking his shoe off and banging it on the podium and saying, "We will crush you"? You know how freaked out...
The smell alone was probably enough.
Yeah, that'd be funny if that guy from Iran, that prime minister, whatever his name is, if he did that, you know, if he took off his shoe and just started banging on the podium saying he'll crush Israel, that really scares some people.
He'd be dead in a week.
He would be dead. He will be. You know what? He won't be, but he's going to die. He's going to die. Thanks to Israel, I bet you. It's going to be interesting what plays out.
Hey, there you go. Neo's a cancer.
Yeah. Neo's a cancer. There we go. And we got...
What about...
Clay. MST3 Clay is a Pisces. Andy, I think he's a Gemini. Oh, no, his birthday is... I think he just had his birthday. When is Andy's birthday? I think it was in August. Actually,
August
or so, I think his birthday's in August. Yeah,
is it late August?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
he's late August.
Yeah, I know. Andy, I know. Out of the three of us, that used to, you know, we're roommates and stuff. Mine was the first, and he came right after. And then the other guy was around Christmas time. It was around December or something.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah, something. I'm pretty sure Andy's like a month after me, so he's probably like late. I say late August. You probably just had a birthday and I totally missed it. So happy birthday to you.
You're Virgo or Leo.
Yeah, right on, Andy. This is for you. Happy birthday.
You damn freak. Yeah. We miss you. You're one day closer to the grave.
That's right. Get ready for it, Andy. Soon you will be dead.
Make sure that you got the insurance paid up on your big 18-wheeler.
Yep.
We got a big old convoy rolling through the night.
And Milkman just running all over the place. Hey, everybody. How about some prank calls, huh? That's what we're here for.
Hey, let's do some prank calls.
Crank
them up, baby. Let's crank them up.
We got a service center by the name of Derps. We also have a place called The Hump.
Derpa.
And we've got Gimpy Golfer Cartoons in Northport, Florida.
Oh, that's it.
That's the one right there.
Andy says he's a cancer. Well, I'll be. Yeah,
and he calls me a fat fuck. You know, I ought to kick Appleseed for that. That bastard. How dare you call me a fat fuck. That's not true. Gimpy Golfer Cartoons.
Thank you, Madman, for the ops.
Oh, yeah? He gave you ops? Good. Awesome. KDK is not around, so we can do stuff like that. That's right. We can do stuff like that. Well, anyway. Well, happy birthday to you, Appleseed. Happy birthday, Appleseed Andy, you cancer. I know you had a birthday. I don't think I said happy birthday to you when it happened. I don't think I caught it, so whatever. I remembered. Better later than never. Okay, we're going to call that last one then. We're going to call the Gimpy Golfer Cartoons. I don't know what the hell that is, but we'll
Gimpy
call it.
Golfer.
Yep. I have no idea where this is going, but we're about to find out.
That's where they play Goofy Golf.
I suppose they do something. Hang on, everybody.
I love Goofy Golf, man.
They're around with fucking zippers on their mouth.
Probably. Bunch of freaks. All right, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with the next one.
I'm the Tiger Woods of Goofy Golf. Yes.
Hello?
Gimpy Golfer?
Hello?
Gimpy Golfer?
Who are you looking for?
The Gimpy Golfer.
The Gimpy Golfer?
Yeah.
Who would that be?
I'm looking for the Gimpy Golfer who does the cartoons.
You got the wrong number, dude.
Who the hell is this?
That's the wrong number.
Oh, you're in Northport?
Northport?
Yeah. You know what I think about Northport?
Who is this?
I'm from Southport.
Sir?
Southport.
Yeah, Don Francisco is the name.
Don Francisco.
Yeah, how you doing?
What do I want to talk to you for?
Well, I want you to get out of Northport.
Hey, how about this? Get off my phone.
How about I kick you off?
How about blow me?
How about I punch you in the mouth?
Have a nice day.
How about you come give me oral sex?
All right, you got it.
You do? Yeah, you see, you're homosexual too, aren't you?
Yeah, come on over.
I'm going to spread it around all over Northport, sir.
I'll put a gun in your mouth, motherfucker.
Hey, I got you on tape.
All right.
I got you on tape threatening me.
All right.
Give me $5,000 and I won't press charges.
All right, have a nice day.
You homosexual?
Fuck you.
Hey, your mom. Jesus Christ, what's it take for the fucker to hang up? God damn it, how many times I got to tell him something? He threatened me, clone. Go kick his ass.
Pervert.
Kick his ass, clone.
I'm going to send Guido and the boys over here.
Enter your
right
destination number now.
Jeez. I'm telling you.
You know, Guido is our tour guard here.
I'll kneecap him tomorrow.
Our lead bouncer.
This is a place called The Hump.
Send Andy out to kick their ass. Andy out to kick his ass.
Well, I'm closer.
Well, Andy will kick anybody's ass.
No, he won't. He's afraid. He'll stick his dog on him. His dog with no nuts.
Zolard tamed him.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. What's going on with you?
I'm fine.
Anybody humping around?
Yeah.
Yeah, is this The Hump?
Yeah.
What kind of services do you offer there?
What kind of what?
Do you offer the KY service?
Pardon? Sorry, I'm here.
KY service. Want service, understand English?
Yes.
Hey, can you give me someone on the phone who isn't the help?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
You want to make a reservation or something?
Yeah, sure, go ahead, hurry up. Preferably a man.
Can you use a reservation?
Whatever, I don't speak to women. Can you give me a man on the phone, please?
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
Move it. Goddamn women.
Move it.
Chop, chop.
Time to waste.
Hello?
This is not a man. Are you a man? What's so
no,
funny?
I'm not.
Why are you laughing
you
like that?
A man?
Yes, I can't speak to women on the phone. I'm not allowed.
Oh, you're not joshing me. You're truly...
No, my wife doesn't let me speak to women on the phone. You're getting me in trouble. You want me to get another divorce? What's wrong with you? Move it on. Come on. I got 3 kids to support. Stop laughing. Get me a man.
Truly. So you're not allowed to talk to me at all?
No. We're not even talking right now.
No, we're not.
No.
Hurry
up.
Jack coming to the phone.
Jack who?
Jack, the general manager here.
Valente?
Pardon me?
Is his last name Valente?
No,
My
name is not.
My name is not. Hey, hang on. My wife has stepped out real quick. Hey, you got to help me out. Come on, you got to get me out of here. Ma'am?
Are you calling for a reservation, sir?
Yeah, but this marriage is going nowhere. She just stepped out. Just talk to me real quick. I don't ever get to talk to any other women.
Well, here's the man that you need to talk to.
I want to talk to a woman, please. Let me talk to... Oh, man.
Hi, this is Jack. Can I help you?
Jack, are you a woman?
No.
I'm not allowed to talk to women. It's not funny.
Okay.
Why does everybody always laugh when I say that?
thank you, Susie. All right. I was just talking to a woman, though.
Is that
okay?
I'm not a woman.
No, but I was just talking to a woman who was here as a customer, and I just don't want to get you in trouble.
No. I'm not allowed to talk directly to women, or my wife will leave me again.
Okay. No, I'm definitely a guy.
Are you straight?
Yeah, please, don't get too demanding.
So you're not straight.
Why should I be?
Well, this isn't going
to
work out,
straight?
Then.
Do I need to be straight for you to talk to me?
She's jealous of gay men, too.
What?
She's jealous of gay men.
Goodbye.
No, but, oh, man, I was totally going to give him a great story.
Please enter your destination number now.
Hey, Athena, will you talk to him and say, ask
him? I work in motels anyway.
Athena will never do a prank call. You should call and ask if I was talking, if your husband was talking to some guy. Again.
That would be good.
I don't think I can. I already lost it. Hang on.
Oh, God. If KDK was around, he could call in and beat Jill.
Jill. That's right. That'd be great.
was my husband just talking to a man over there?
You've been talking to my husband.
You bastard. You bastard. You're cheating on me again with men.
I'm just eating withdrawal cancer.
You know, KDK,
come over there.
You know, KDK last night said that, admitted, I don't know if it was in a drunken stupor, but he did say on record last night that his mom, his mother, cheated on his dad with another woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, he actually been telling the truth about that for a while.
Oh, yeah, I never
knew.
I didn't
about that on Psycho Ball.
I didn't know if that was
kind of old news.
Yeah, I didn't know that was public knowledge or not. I was taken aback by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, that's something, huh?
Insider news, but people pay attention. May have heard that.
People pay attention. If you pay attention.
Well, you got another life. You know, you think you're something over there in the madhouse.
Yeah. And Gangrene.
Bums out here.
Gangrene with, hang on, Milkman. Gangrene with some breaking news real quick. Cut the music, please. Gangrene reports that Busty Cops 2 is on right now. Busty Cops 2. So be sure to check that out. Is that Cinemax, you think? Athena, can you go see it? What's on Cinemax real quick? Cinemax, I don't know what channel. Cinemax.
You don't want to watch that.
The channel I masturbate to while you're sleeping. On Saturday nights. Let me tell you what, Cinemax for a 16, 15-year-old kid in the 90s, you know, that was great access to some whip-off material right there, man. Saturday night, man. Skinemax is what we called it. Clone, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Skinemax, baby. That's what I'm saying. Free porn. Got it right. If you had it set up right, you get it right in your room. Hell yeah, man. Good times. Got all the 90s. Gotta love the 90s. We talked to George Takei. Believe that? We talked to George Takei. I know. That's something else right there. We'll have to call him maybe next week. We'll give him some time. Yeah, we confuse him with the karate, with Mr. Miyagi. Next time I think I'm going to confuse him with somebody else.
Lulu Miyagi.
Yeah, someone else. Maybe I'll say he's Mr. Fuji from the WWF. Or the WWE, as it is now. Yo!
Mr. Fuji was great, man.
Yo, what was it like? Yo, Andre the Giant. I already smell. Athena, you didn't have to run the check Cinemax. I was just kidding. Come back. She actually went to do that. I have such a great woman. She's awesome. She actually took that seriously. She got up and left to check the TV. It's okay. I don't need porno. I myself don't need it. I don't need to masturbate. No, she's mad at me now. She's walking off. Whatever.
Hey, get in.
Give me another beer while you're at it. No. I got three of them here already. She doesn't know I have a stash of beer right here under my desk. Suck a bitch.
That's the way to be.
That's how it is. I hide beer in the toilet. Keeps it cold. Okay. Yeah, man. You gotta know these tricks. You gotta know where you hide your porn and where to hide your beer. She doesn't know where either is right now. It's Miller time, gentlemen. Let's do another call. Griffin. We got a Griffin Ruffton. I was kidding. I have more beer here. But you can have that one. Is that one for you? Oh, you drinking that. Get liquored up for me. Get liquored up for me. I like it when you liquor it up. You scream less when I'm on top of you. Because I don't crush you as much.
Oh, come on, baby.
I don't cause as much pain to your ribs when you're drunk. When I'm on top of you.
Oh.
Yeah. What the hell, Milkman? That's sick. How about we delve into the Lonesome Loser archives? Milkman or Clone, any call that I've done in the past year, you think anybody you want to try to call back? A 24-hour number?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, that's right. I didn't think about that. How about that? Good idea. Dunkin' Donuts. Let's see if he answers. Dunkin' Donuts in Detroit, Michigan. Home of the fuck you bitch motherfucker guy.
Fuck you bitch motherfucker.
That guy right there. Let's call him. Let's do it.
That's him. That's the one and only.
That's the one and only fuck you bitch motherfucker guy. FYBMF guy. FYBMFer. Fibimfer.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome, guys? I don't have to go to work tomorrow. High five. Yeah. I might get some pizza tomorrow. Athena, can we do pizza tomorrow? Yes. Hey, guys, I got permission. We're doing pizza tomorrow. And here's a call that I haven't done. I played it in a while. Here's a song I haven't played in a while. We're about to play it right now. And we'll be right back with the next prank call. We're calling the Dunkin' Donuts, the famous Dunkin' Donuts. One moment, folks.
Wow, it says www.dobo.com is now a prank site.
Good work, Milkman. Very well. Very well done.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, hon, how you doing?
Hello?
Can I speak with Sam, please?
He's not here.
Is he not working at nights anymore?
No, he left at 12 o'clock.
At midnight?
Yep.
Word? What time is it now?
It is 1 o'clock.
No, it's not. Are you for real?
Yeah.
In the morning? It's 1 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Why are you talking to me like that? Like you got some kind of prejudice against me. What's your problem? Oh, bitch. Get his home number, Milkman says. Very good idea. Very good idea. We waited too long to call him. Good job, guys. Thank you for making me wait. I'm trying to find the button here so I can...
your destination number.
So I can unmute Clone and Milkman. Hang on. There you go. Clone's back. Milkman's back.
Thank you. I can hardly breathe.
Jesus. God.
I couldn't hold my breath any longer. That bong hit he blew over here about killed me, man.
Because Clone farted.
Speaking of bong hits...
Milkman. I'm talking to the phone. Milkman, can you play some Under the Bridge?
Under the Bridge?
Yeah, come on. You're not that old, are you? Oh, man, come
under
on. Play something we
under
know.
Falling down.
Play something. No. Play something we know. Can you play Stairway to Heaven?
No sure. Beatles or nothing.
I know you know Stairway to Heaven. Do it. Do you even have your guitar there?
Man, I can't do this. The headphones are in the echo, man.
That sucks. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. You were close, though.
All right.
You're doing really well.
Well, I know it, but I got to do it without listening.
Yeah, I know. I know. The setup we have, yeah, I know. Try it. Awesome. That was great. Very well done, Milkman. That's a great song.
Can't do it in headphones.
Bravo.
Bravo. Bravo, Milkman. Very well. Very well done. Clone Holmgren, why don't you play...
I can't see it, but my lighter's lit.
Yeah, Clone... and he just burned his hand. Clone, play the armpit fart for us real quick. Is that what you... Do you have any instruments you play? I play the trumpet. I used to play the trumpet. I haven't played it in years. Clone just plays the bong. For us. That's our music here.
Smoke weed every day.
And that's okay. Here's one we got. We got Jew Mary Lou in San Antonio, Texas.
Jew Mary Lou.
Let's call Jew Mary Lou. Let me pick a song here we can play.
Actually, I do. I can't find my harmonica.
Do you have a harmonica? You're like John Popper. I'd play Stairway to Heaven, but that's only like a 10-minute fucking song, so... We wouldn't get anywhere with that. Let me see if I can play here real quick. Under the Bridge I was talking about. Alright. Good work, Milkman. Milkman, how long have you been playing the guitar for? I don't even know if he's listening right now.
I just started practicing the other day, man.
Oh, well, shit. You just got the tape the other day in the mail? Learn guitar in 5 days or less.
Stevie Wonder taught him.
The guy that's always on at night. What's his name? Stefano.
Yeah.
That wears the black hat.
That tape. Yeah, my dad ordered.
Learn guitar in 5 days, Stefano.
That's bullshit. My dad ordered that. He didn't learn shit.
Nobody ever heard of.
My dad learned the same riff, and he kept playing it for, like, the next 10 years over and over again. That's all he learned from that stupid tape. He sat through, like, one lesson. I was like, Dad, all you gotta do is sit through, like, nine more of them, and you can become a guitar master. I knew. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, play guitar the first day. I remember that. All right, everybody, here comes the next call. Jew Mary Lou. Be right back, folks.
Hey, Jew. Hello, Jew.
Who are you calling?
I'm looking for Jew, yo.
I think you have the wrong number.
I need to speak to Jew.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I need Mary Lou.
Who's calling?
Yo, my name is Carlito.
I don't know who you are, sir.
Is this Jew?
You must have the wrong number.
I need to speak to Jew.
What is it that you need, sir?
What do you mean, what do Jew need? Look, just because I'm a Jew doesn't mean you need to treat me like that and call me a Jew. You call me Jewish American. You understand? Hey, speak up. Stupid Jew. Damn.
Hello?
Jews. Hello?
What you need?
I need to speak to Jew.
Who are you speaking?
Hey, my name is Eddie Garcia. I don't appreciate your old lady over there talking to me, talking down to me because of my religion.
What are you talking about?
She said, what are you, some kind of Jew? Well, you know what, sir? I happen to be a Jew.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Crazy, you fucking Jew. Hey. Hey, sir. I command you to respond.
Please enter your destination number now.
I'm calling right back.
She sees my good deed.
Piece of shit.
She kisses the wind.
Hello. He just hung up on us. Motherfuckers.
What
a piece of shit.
Bunch of bastards, huh?
They?
What about that, clone? What do you think? A bunch of bastards. Fucking damn Jews. They were answering the phone and everything and all that.
Yeah.
The hair lip is back, everybody. The hair lip is back.
Well done, Madman.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Hell yeah, Milkman. You give him hell. Let's do one more call.
Let's do a call.
Let's do one more. I'm starting to get a headache here, guys.
Right.
106. Let's find out with one more call here. I don't know who we can call. Let's call Britain, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Gotta call.
Asleep, so we won't get nobody answer on that one.
Well, here's one. We'll call Britain. Well, first of all, we'll call the 24-hour gambling helpline. We're gonna try this one more time for Flatliner. Flatline X.
All right.
Flatten X. X Flatulence. Whatever his name is. You gotta like fast forward through half this song to get to the good part. Takes forever. Jeez. This is your generation, Milkman.
Hey,
explain
great
this.
Song.
Yeah, it takes too long. Look, 4 minutes and a half into the song. There we go.
But the whole song is a whole presentation, man. It's a whole elevation from a mood to a feeling, man.
Let me set this out there. What's the album, or what's the group that you, if you take four of their albums and play them at the same time, that it's really trippy?
Jesus. Any of them, probably, if you're playing four albums.
Yeah, got me.
No, I there's one that I've heard, if you play the four albums, like, you know, you've all heard of the Pink Floyd.
Oh.
I know there's a Pink Floyd one with the movie.
Yeah,
with
Huey Lewis in the News.
Huey Lewis in the News. It's not Huey Lewis in the News, man. What?
Blue Ye Shoeless.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah, man. Blue Ye Shoeless.
That would be so trippy.
Huey Lewis in the News? Aren't they the ones
Blue
that did those?
Shoeless.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Back to the Future soundtrack guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Blue Ye Shoeless.
Whatever.
They're the homosexual reminiscent band, Blue Ye Shoeless.
You guys are patronizing me. Hang on. Here comes another prank call.
The May Queen. Road you're on.
Change sucks.
I hate change. It's all dirty. Shit.
Yeah, pennies and shit.
Yeah, it's dirty. I throw them away.
Keep quarters.
I throw in the car, but it's going
70
miles an hour.
Oh, trying to get there. What's going on? Are you leaving? Good night.
Why is your head humming?
I don't know, but we tried that toll free line again and it didn't work, dude.
Do a domestic call, man, because we know somebody will answer.
You
go out with an answer call.
Yeah, they're not working that well. Okay, Lonesome Loser has just sent me a number here for a person named Minnie Mother Hardon, an old black lady, answered at 1:08 a.m. 1 minute ago. This is in Florida. All right, let's try that. Hang on, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Hardon?
Yeah.
Ms. Hardon?
Yeah.
How would you prefer that I say it?
Huh?
How would you prefer that I say it?
It's what?
Hart, your last name? Ma'am, do you have...
It's Hardon.
Hardon? Okay. Do you have any sweet potato pie?
No.
I heard you were selling sweet potato pie.
Well, you heard wrong.
You don't do the watermelon pie either?
No.
Oh, come on. Have you ever made a sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
Would you make one for me if I gave you some money and it gave you the sweet potatoes and the pie?
I don't know. I might.
Do you make good pie? Sweet potato pie? Is it good?
Well, I think I do.
What else do you make that's good?
I can cook most anything.
Grits?
Yeah.
What kind of grits? You like cheese or what?
Well, the way anybody likes them.
How would Jesus eat grits?
Huh?
What do you think Jesus will put in his grits? Pork?
I don't know.
Do you think he have hand grits?
Barbecue chitlins.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think Jesus is coming back, and I'm trying to get a dinner for him, you know?
He ain't no eat no dinner when he come back.
No, but he talked to me.
Jesus, I know.
He talked to me through the TV. He said he wants barbecue chitlins and watermelon and a sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed to God. I got down on my knees and said, God, tell me who can make the best sweet potato pie. And God said... Miss Hardon.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to make the sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you going to do it for baby Jesus or not?
I don't know.
Do you love Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do it. Come on, let's make...
I don't think I love the Jesus you're talking about.
No, same Jesus.
No, I don't think so.
Jesus Gonzalez.
He don't worry about potato pies, what has
he. He talked to me through the TV.
Through the TV.
And then he called me on the phone.
No, he did.
Jesus did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
He lives on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wants a sweet potato pie. He said he's coming back to judge the living and the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And his kingdom will have no end, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, you want to be saved? We got to cook him a sweet potato pie.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter, if we don't, then the devil's going to win.
Don't say.
We need to cook him a sweet potato pie, and I'm making the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the chitlins are coming by out of a friend of mine in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, come on, sweet potato pie.
Somebody out of Minnesota better fix the potato pie, then.
No, but Jesus doesn't want it for you. He wants
it. Jesus, you talking about? I don't know nothing about it.
He's the Jesus. He's the white guy with the sandals. You know who I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't think I do.
You know the white guy with the sandals and the beard?
Mm-mm.
That's Jesus, baby Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Well, he told me he wants you to cook a sweet potato pie for his dinner.
You don't say.
It's his next supper. Come on, please. If you don't do it, then I don't know no one's going to be saved.
I don't know either.
Are you saved?
I definitely am.
Well, you need to do this for us, please. You know how many people aren't going to go to heaven?
Mm-mm. I don't know, and you don't either.
Jesus is going to fail.
No, he ain't going to fail.
Yes, Jesus is going to fail unless we're cooking the sweet potato pie. What do I need to bring you? What do I need? You need some nutmeg?
No, I don't need nothing.
Adobo?
Mm-mm.
Do you have any adobo in your house?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
No? What about, do you fry chicken?
Yeah, I can cook most anything.
How do you fry chicken? How do you make it? What do you use?
Well, I do deep fried fat.
Uh-huh.
Butter it. Oh.
Okay.
Butter it and fry it.
You butter it up, too?
Huh?
You butter it up, too?
No, I don't butter it up.
No? What's in the batter?
I don't use batter.
No? You just throw it in the oil?
Mm-hmm.
In the fat? Will you lard?
All right. Do you put any hot sauce on it?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't eat hot sauce.
What do you eat with it? Mashed potatoes?
No, whatever I cook, it cook for it.
What's your
in the menu.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
I don't. I'm on a diet. I don't have nothing special.
Oh, why? Are you diabetic?
Yeah, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah, me too. What are you on? Are you on metformin?
I don't know.
Are you on glucovans?
Why you calling me? Who is this calling me?
Mine. Well, Jesus told me to call you.
Jesus ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, he did. So,
no,
sugar.
No, it didn't. You calling the spirit in my sleep this time of night.
Jesus told me to call Miss Hard on to make a sweet potato pie so we can all go to heaven. And he said to talk to you about your diabetes.
You've been regenerated and bone again. You ain't going to heaven.
You're not taking care of your diabetes, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking care of my diabetes.
Are you taking your medicine?
Yeah, I take my medicine.
Are you on one of your glucovans, glucophage? What are you taking?
I take the medicine the doctor prescribes. I'm fixing to hang up my telephone.
Why? You know, I'm on Byetta. You should ask him about Byetta. It's an injection. Oh, she's hung up. Poor old lady.
Try weed. It's really good for glaucoma.
That's what I do for the glaucoma.
Now I'd kill for some sweet potato pie.
I've never had sweet potato pie, honestly. I have no idea. I know there's sweet potatoes in it. That's all I know. I don't know.
No, I like that sweet potato stuffing, the Puerto Rican stuffing. Oh,
yeah.
My God, Carly. That's the bomb, ain't it?
Yeah, man. I can't wait for Thanksgiving, bro. You know? It's coming soon.
With the raisins, man, a little bit of cinnamon. Ooh.
Yeah, man. Ooh. Not good for you, but it is good for you.
Yeah, cranberries.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, you want to do...
When they put a little bit of pepper in it, too.
Gentlemen, are we going to be available for a show tomorrow afternoon? What do you think? I'm not 100% sure. What's your guys' status on that right now?
I say let's do it.
All right, Clump, what do you say now?
What's your time?
4 o'clock, so we can hit 4:20. Is that too late? Maybe we should do like around 3 o'clock.
Your
we get...
customers demand it.
All right. They've been asking, right? Okay. We'll shoot for 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. your time, Clone. That's 4 p.m. your time, Milkman.
Yeah.
All right.
You heard it right here in the Mad Elf. 3
tomorrow.
P.m. tomorrow, 4:20. Get out your tubes and light up your bowls.
Yeah.
And fire up your splits. What's the show called, Carlito?
It's Madhouse 4:20 Afternoon Special. Friday night.
Yay!
Friday afternoon. Let me tell you what. We always do prank calls. We always do good prank calls in the afternoon. I'll tell you what. It's the truth. A lot of calls, a lot of good prank calls here coming up. I wish I could tell you where... Zolar told me that he couldn't make it to call in. He tried very many times, but I wasn't taking calls at the time. He's talking to his wife, he says, or his old lady, his honey, or something. If that's for if that's for real, I don't know. But,
oh, honey.
You know.
It's got Miss Howard Stern on the phone, Andrea.
I guess. Oh, that rich lady he gets money from. That's awesome, dude.
Zolar.
Come go down on me for $5,000. That's how it is. Zolar's a man.
That's a good
racket.
Man, I want Zolar to do a real Zolar Vision show again, man. I've been dying for one. It's been like more than a year since I've seen one.
More than a year? Oh, with the video and all
Zolar
that?
A real Zolar Vision show.
Yeah.
The Vision part.
The Vision part of Zolar Vision. Maybe
yeah,
he'll turn...
The last one I ever saw was that nasty piece of shit Skank Master on there.
Fuck that guy.
And my mind is still burning. I'd like to see something better.
Fuck that guy, dude. Fuck him up his ass. Clone Homegrown, any goodbyes you want to say real quick before we let Milkman take us out of here?
Just thanks, Madman, for the obs.
Yep, that's all he cares about. And thank you, Clone, for joining us tonight, man. Thank you for staying with us all night. We finally got you through to a whole night, man.
No problem. I'll probably be in the doghouse, but...
Yeah, whatever, you know. She'll get over it, dude. Milkman, take us out of here, dude.
Your baby.
The dog in me.
Yeah, Milkman, take us out of here, dude. Let us know what it is.
All right, man, I'd like to give a big shout and a big thank you to our brother Madman. Provides us with this wonderful chat room, the RC chat room, the boxing ring to knock somebody in a teeth, smack them in the mouth, and come back smiling later after your band's been lifted. Thanks a lot to Madman for all the wonderful services you do for us, man. I also like to thank Dr. Lego, that crazy, wonderful knucklehead, lame brain, crazy man up there in New York, Dr. Lego, who gives us our stream. No, really, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We love you, man. Just man. We love you. Ow! that was my foot, Andy. I was just shot my foot, Andy. Man. Also, I'd like to thank PK, man, our benevolent, wise sponsor, the man that made this wonderful community here that we all enjoy and love, man, the Frank Paul community, PCU Underground, KDK, our mentor, the cerebro of the prank world, the legendary prankster. Thank you so much, big brother. Also, I'd like to thank Carlito, man, our fearless leader of the Madhouse Militia, my general, my commander. We hail and salute thee. Thank you, Carlito, for everything you do. And devoting so much of your money and time to this wonderful community.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Sin Clans, our buddies over there, give us team speak. I'd like to thank Clone Homegrown, our other partner that joins in on the show. I'd like to thank Andy, out there trucking on the Big Ten 4 Highway, singing that convoy song, man. We're looking for it, man. And get cap off your ass if you can, man.
Yeah, man.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the chat room. Most especially, I want to thank you, our listeners. It's all about you, listeners. We love you, man. It's why we do it, man. We don't make a dime, but we spend some here. We drop dime to keep you entertained.
Yes.
We welcome you to come and join our show tomorrow, the 3 p.m. 420 Mad Show. Get your numbers ready. We'll call your bosses. We'll call your friends, your family. We'll raise havoc and bring them into the madhouse. We'll see you all tomorrow so soon.
That's right.
Thanks so much. We love you. Carlito, back to you, big brother.
That's right. Okay, and Earth Dog confirms that, yes, Zolar Vision will be on at 10 p.m. tomorrow. Be sure to tune in for that. Zolar Vision over at xyzolar.com. Zolar Vision tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here where you're listening to us now. Also, KDK will be on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. Jube and the Monkey Phone Kids more than likely will do a show. I would suggest that would be sometime this weekend, probably either Saturday or either Friday or Saturday. Around 8 p.m., 9 p.m., so be sure to check out for that. Sean Ward, he may do a show on Sunday night, probably not, but maybe he'll make an appearance Sunday night, 9, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Dr. Suckbag and the Money Hour at 10 p.m. Eastern. And Wednesday night's KDK Cycle Babble at 10 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to catch that also, so... Hey, there you go.
Isn't that KDK and Lego's drama?
That's the soap opera, the ongoing soap opera of KDK, Lego, and Zolar on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
No, let's put it in the proper order. I rank it Lego, Zolar, then KDK.
Well, here's my list.
That's my opinion.
And if you want to know my list, number one is Sean Ward. Number one, yeah, okay, let's do that.
Are we talking about drama or are we talking about PCU host?
PCU host. Number one is Clone Homegrown. Number two is what's that guy? The guy that couldn't get it to work out either, like Clone. A Turd Burglar. Number three, I'll give you
Hunter.
Hunter's number three. Billy Mirror's number four. And number five is me, Carlito. So there you go. That's my top five list for PCU.
Yay,
that's
love Carlito. And inverted list.
That is the true list. Who is the best? Here.
Thank you all for voting.
Yeah, thank you. Those are the results.
Upside down.
Those are the results officially here. And let me thank everybody who called in. Of course, I want to thank Tuck, Jonathan, Saigon, Crazy Fucker. Anybody else call in? Zolar for trying to call in. That's it, right?
Jonathan,
I said Jonathan. That's about it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for everybody who we pranked. The Milkman.net. Check them out. They live in California. Get them to deliver you some condoms. And thank you, everybody who's listening. We do this for you. Thank you. We do this for you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Hey, why don't we do a show before Zolar? I'm going to run 8 o'clock and do it until 10. Wouldn't that make more sense? Yeah, I wonder about that, huh?
Why not, man? Because that Friday slot is ours anyway, you know.
All right, let's do it. We'll clone, you cool with that instead? Let's do an 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock show tomorrow?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, let's do that instead.
Yeah, baby. 7.
Okay, we got it. Yeah, we'll group up at 7. We'll get.
So what time are we going on?
8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. We'll do a show.
8 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. That,
Madhouse.
That's not 100%. Not 100%. Something could come up for me or any of us, but we'll make it tentative. We'll try to do a show.
Unless Carlito has gas, we'll be on the air.
Okay, so possibly I'll give you an 82% chance we'll do a show. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. It's a better chance than Sean Ward
doing
a show.
That's pretty high, man. That's almost as high as Clone.
Yeah, exactly. So there we are. All right, everybody. Take care. Thanks, thanks, Clone and Milkman, and catch you next week.
We love you, man.
White Power, MadhouseLive.com. Check the podcast. Almost forgot.
4:28 p.m. show.
Yeah.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at MadhouseLive.com.